This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, here we are, just a couple minutes after 7. I do always enjoy a complete fuck-up and crash of equipment right before you go on the air. That's always convenient.
Good times.
It helps everybody.
It really does.
Alleviates any stress at the beginning of a broadcast that you may or may not have. I don't know. Well, hi, everybody. It's the show in Studio C. Yes, we are coming to you live. Of course, unless you're watching this on a delay or listening later.
Sure, you could.
It was recorded live.
Yeah,
recorded without a live studio.
And one time, one time in front of a live studio audience.
Once, yeah.
That was good fun.
Yes, but then I've stopped asking people to come by my house, so we don't have a live studio audience anymore.
Because weird.
Yeah, it was kind of fun though, because like Al said, when we did it the one time, it was interesting because you knew when a joke landed based on reaction.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a big high to that. To knowing when your joke lands.
Yeah, someday.
It's happened to me before, Clayton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. At the parade?
No, you know, there was less feedback than I hoped for at the parade, but I certainly tell jokes.
Well, the letters that have come in since your appearance, there's the feedback.
Well,
who was she? Don't let her back.
I mean,
sign this restraining order.
Why did she have a microphone?
I feel like then I did it right.
Yeah, exactly.
If people are taking the time to write letters, then I did
it. My success rate is based on how many people were offended. As one goes up, so does the other.
Yeah, it's a gradual. I'll write you a chart.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, hello to everybody in the chat room.
Follow it here in the green screen. There it is.
Everybody else that's listening from the great beyond. This is show 216 from where we are. It is May 12th, 2015. Kat's drawing pictures of herself against an alleged green screen wall. Is that what you're doing? I don't know why.
She's just doing a graphic to the chart. Offended, success, just straight up.
I see. We're charting this.
You're charting their success.
It's good to know.
As people become more offended, my success grows.
You're so good at math.
I'm that kind of a nerd. I can't help it.
You're good at it, though.
Once upon a time, there was a blog post about, what was it? It was popular hip-hop songs in graph format. Peed my pants the entire time. Yeah.
Hip-hop songs graph
for
format.
For example, 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. So it would be, it would look something like this. Let me chart this for you. So then you would maybe make a pie chart.
And most of all, well, if it was 99% of it was
problems. And
bitch.
Then so this illustrates clearly,
right? The majority of your life is problems.
Yeah, 99 problems, but none of my problems are bitches.
Got it. Well, it's good to know.
That really is.
I mean, you're playing the odds on that.
I could see where we could take that to its logical and very fun conclusion.
It has. I'm going to see if I can find it. I'll find it for you.
Thank God you're already on something.
Dear Google.
What's that line from? What's La Cage aux Folles called in English? Oh, the Birdcage.
Birdcage.
When she talks about killing the
exact translation.
Yeah, killing. Well, you know the two movies. He's talking about abortion and killing the mother, let the baby go down with the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, it's just my mother taking an argument to its absurd but logical conclusion.
Oh, you just reminded me. Mom and I were talking this past weekend about a great thoughtful vulgarity topic. And I'm going to see if I can put this in and shoot it to you before. Oh. I got 3 hours now. I'll see if I can get it to you.
maybe I don't have to duck. Hey, Drew.
You never know.
Things are going to be shot at me.
Hi, Richard. Hi, Drew.
God, there's so many people.
Hi, Mom.
Chitty, chatty, chitty. Now, Mom's in there too. My God, things happening.
Things very busy.
Oh, my God. You can only imagine how busy
there's
it is in here.
Video and audio working, and there's peanut butter inside
shouldn't
pretzels.
Shouldn't eat too much.
Yes.
No, what?
You shouldn't want too much?
Shouldn't eat too much.
Oh.
Got to save room for dessert.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Hooray.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
Oh, well, again, here we are in the studio. It's another week gone by, and we will attempt to interrupt Kat Carlson for just a moment to find out what Kat's been up to.
Sorry, I was still graphing 99 problems, right. Bitch not being one of them.
Is that 99 Luft balloons in there somewhere, too, I'm sure?
No.
Oh, there's a pie chart there.
One balloon was not Luft.
So I am actually on sort of a staycation. It turned out in a wonderful, like, crossing of the stars and alignment that I don't even know.
All right.
That I ended up with 5 days off in a row.
No.
Oh, no. So I've been off since.
Wait, are you sure you just haven't been fired? Just checking.
I'll find out on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, day six tells that story.
I am suffering from a similar affliction. I am on a little
Are you on a hiatus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
So sadly, I spent the first 2 days of my hiatus sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
We're the same woman. One
sometimes
day, I failed at sitting up multiple times.
Two women, same story.
It turns out to be one of those things where you don't realize how wound up you are and how much you need a break until you get one, and then you just completely crash and burn. So I was just, you know, running like I have been. Like I talk about it all the time. I've got projects and work and things and kids and family and all this kind of shit. And then, you know, as kind of a standing agreement, there's a once monthly event at the bar where I don't work, which is fun. And kind of handy. It builds in kind of a little day off. And then I wasn't working or covering anywhere on Sunday, and I'm usually off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I ended up a couple days off. And so wound up. I got up Saturday, still kind of wound like I am, going, oh my God, I have to accomplish things. And there's like yard work to do and bushes to trim. And
Not a metaphor.
Nope.
Not a metaphor.
Walk away. No. Just walk away.
Actual shrubbery.
Yeah.
Foliage.
None of these things are making it better.
No, they sure don't.
Sure don't.
So yeah, I got up first thing Saturday and like literally didn't talk to anyone. Like went out and got the tools and did the yard work that I needed to do, and then promptly passed out for the rest of the afternoon.
Not in the yard.
No, on the couch.
Okay, well,
in front of Netflix.
I was concerned for a minute.
Well played.
I've been on a Netflix bender, let me tell you.
Again, when you get to me, the story will be, except for the wanting to do yard work at some point, achingly similar.
Well, it's kind of a have to because there are some plants in our yard that share. Sharon's like severely allergic to, so she just breaks out and it's a horrible thing. So I'm the only one that can maintain them.
Ah.
So it just waits and waits and waits until I can get around to it. So I finally got around to it. Napped a lot. Sunday was Mother's Day. We had a lovely Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Belated. Sure.
Do you and yours?
Oh, thank you. Sadly, the children were sick, so... Yeah, again.
So Mother's Day sucked for them, but you guys were fine.
More Netflix. Yeah. We went and had a fairly lovely lunch in which I requested that we be sat aside from other people. And
any day of the year, I will frequently do that because I'm like, I don't want to hear any fucking people.
I looked around the restaurant and I was like, is that a patio with nobody sitting there? Let's sit there. And they looked at me and they're like, what? And, okay. Mm. But yeah, and then just kind of more napping. I watched the entirety of Grace and Frankie all the way through.
Nice.
I can't even.
Yeah.
And I'm sad about it, and I'm happy about it. And it was funny, and it was tearful, and it was relevant, and you'll talk about it later. And what else? I'm following in your footsteps. The other binge that I'm on is How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, and then...
And Marshall's dad just died. I was like in my kitchen today making bread, just like crying. It's terrible.
Because they handle the serious
it was so good.
So nicely.
And it was
they're
perfect.
All,
it was just
all
the right
such
amount
good
of
actors. Yeah.
It was very good. And then what else? Yesterday, nothing. Went to a bar. I mean, because that's new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is shocking.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I had a sick kid at home all day Monday. And so then after he went to his dad's, because they do that on Monday nights, after both kids actually went to their dad's, I was like, well, I got nothing to do and nobody hanging around. I'm going to go to the bar.
There you go.
Let's do that.
Like it.
So I went down to the local brew house and I made a nice friend and a very nice conversation and a couple of drinks.
Oh, that was your picture from, was it Oso?
From Oso, yeah.
Oso.
Yeah, the new Paradise Valley location.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Well, and it's really close to my house. It's like 3 miles from my house.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So
and their food is
local
wonderful.
And handy. You know, Sharon and I were talking about that. We're not especially jazzed about the food. Like, it's very tasty, but sometimes it's too much.
I think I'm confusing it with Arizona Wilderness Brewery.
Maybe.
But I like their food better.
Sometimes I think it's too much, and they've tried too hard to, like, put a spin on things. Like, sometimes I just want a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And that's one of those places that they've added wonderful touches and nice things, and sometimes I'm just not in the mood for such a thing.
Because they want to be a gastro pub or whatever that god-awful phrase is. That means leave me alone.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Bear.
Oh, well, we've
And sometimes I really just want, like, In-N-Out Burger.
God damn it.
But yeah, so it's been a fairly unproductive week, and I have one more day off before I return to supposed employment. Yeah. We'll find out.
Stay tuned. Very good.
Yeah, so that's very that. Good. Marnie?
Nothing. Just nothing.
Have you been doing as much nothing as I have?
No. All right. But just boring nothing. Just burn. I'd like the house. Just house taking care of the house, and it's over. It starts again this weekend.
Okay.
So I
what
mean,
does
payroll.
Oh. Payroll.
So that you know, that's
it's the never-ending gift. That yeah, payroll.
Just that seems to be getting less stressful though. After
people, it really is. The people are having to enter their own shit and be responsible for their own stuff. So I.
That's super weird. I feel like you should stop that.
I feel like that's how it should have been since the get-go. But yeah. You know. So, yeah, other than that, just working, and we had made some prime rib and did some salmon on the grill and some other things for Mother's Day. And that was really, I feel like there's more, but I don't remember.
How was Mother's Day?
It was lovely. It was very lovely. We had Brenda and Robin, Batman and Robin came over, and Aaron, and we just hung out. It was really nice. I just feel like there's something that maybe happened on Friday and then again on Saturday, and I don't remember. But not because...
Were there birthdays?
No.
Anniversaries?
Shit, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Damn it.
A rummage sale?
Nope. No, really, nothing.
I know. A good rummage sale sounds nice.
Yeah. I worked. I mean, I taught and just did different things.
Like you do.
I have a question mark too as well, but yeah. It's not on the screen, it's in my brain. But anyway, that's I apologize for being so boring, but just worked around the house. And
I think it was just that kind of a weekend, if you will.
For the whole week, kind of.
Well, Mother's Day kind of puts everybody at home, like kind of puts everybody really low-key. Whether your mom's in town or whether your mom's, you know, alive or whatever, like Mother's Day always just kind of puts people in.
Yeah. Well, and nobody wants to try to fight to go to brunch. Nobody wants to try to fight to go.
There are people that do that, but
Right.
Oh my God, yes, they do.
We went to lunch at 3:30 in the afternoon, and it was perfect. There was no one in the restaurant.
That would have been fantastic. Yeah.
It was way past brunch, way before dinner. 3:30, there's nobody in the restaurant.
Yeah, because the Mother's Day thing seems to like peter out by like 1 p.m.
Yep.
Bitches get tired.
Everything, yeah.
She's not referring to the moms. Yeah, you are. Yeah. No, we went over to Aaron's parents for Mother's Day early for brunch kind of thing, and that was really nice. We haven't seen them for a while, so that was very cool. And we're getting ready with. I think it'll be very fun to see the different generations because we'll have Aaron and her mom, my mom and I, and then or my mom and me, and then. Jason and his mom and his mom's partner are coming in for the Bette Midler concert.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So having the different generations and stuff will be, I think that'll be fun. I think it'll be interesting, if nothing else. Kind of watch us grown up and go, oh, there
and
we
I
go.
Keep getting these alerts, like, the concert is coming up. And like, when? Is it today? Like, why are you sending me an email every 3 days?
I know it.
Yeah, I feel like Ticketmaster's off after me. Like, let's get off.
I know. Like you're going to forget.
Stop poking at me. Right, exactly.
Because if you're going to forget about it, you really don't have a right to go.
Right.
Yeah, so it's very exciting, though. Very exciting. But just worked around the house and got some things. It just got it cleaned. Like, that was something that I needed and wanted to do. Where I just don't take the time. That I shouldn't, so it's cleaning a little bit here and a little bit there, and just kind of went nuts for most of Saturday and most of into Sunday before going to Aaron's family, so that felt good. Like, when you walk into a clean house like that, you're like, okay. So, I enjoyed that, but other than that, really just boring shit.
I gotta work on that. Yeah. And mine was similar. Last week was such a clusterfuck of just... Running, it was very nice. Tim was in town. I had written down the wrong week for his visit. I thought he was going to be here this week. He was here last week. There was some extra stuff that we did at work, and then just having somebody else around the house to chit chat with. Like, you're just kind of, I'm used to like just going home, taking off my shoes and socks, and like laying
and
down.
Pants,
yeah,
right.
Just laying down at the door and like waking up a couple hours later and going to bed. So it was, I didn't realize till Saturday morning when he left how tired I was.
Sure.
And then he left, and I like said goodbye, slept for like another hour, and then I spent all day Saturday. I just couldn't stay awake for longer than like 28 minutes or however long an episode of TV was, and ended up watching. I OD'd on Kimmy Schmidt, and we'll talk about that and all that is Titus Andromedon. And I will spend at least
That's one thing I did not get to, so I apologize. You said we had to, and I did not. My bad.
Oh, the little clip?
Yeah.
And it cuts off. The funny thing about it is, clearly whoever made that stopped about the episode that I had been up to.
Oh, okay.
Because I only had like four or five left, so there's nothing in there from the trial phase, which we'll talk about in entertainment. But that was just delightful, and then just slept, and then yesterday was lovely. Did just all day long it went. I left the house early and met with some friends for lunch, and then to a movie, and then to Postino's for some wine and a little snack, and then off to Windsor to meet with another friend, and then we switched friends there, and somebody else came in, and then finally I was like, oh God, I'm so tired. And then it was just like another thing of like, okay, I've been at this like, it's been a long
time.
Then I
went through the day.
Then I went to Charlie's and met up with Clayton and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Met up with Clayton. So I mean, then it was like 12:40 at night, and I'm like, okay, or in the morning, and I'm like, I've been really like pacing myself with liquor, but 13 hours is 13 hours. Like
you get there comes a certain point where you're not even worried about being drunk anymore. No. You're just tired.
Yeah, it's like okay, we gotta put a time of death on this fucker because I'm done.
Yeah,
but absolutely. So that was nice, and then just
there's a lot going on over here. So for those of you who are trying to listen on the video site only, if the audio was poor, though you can see us again. If the audio was poor on that, my apologies. Don't know why the output is that way. But if you want to go to the audio only stream, click the listen live tab from the webpage qtalkamerica.com, and you can listen there.
Yeah,
it won't link up with the visual, but hey, and troubled times calls for dramatic stuff, things, whatever. So I missed most of what you talked about. I'm sure it was stunning. Marty was probably did nothing and had to do something with payroll. You probably did something with something, a TV. Did you have a birthday or something?
I had a birthday.
I feel so close
I'm just
to you right now.
I'm just, oh, good song title. I'm trying to get through a week. It's only Tuesday. I found another vacuum. I saved it today. I'll work on it later in the week. But in this time, I think it's about time we do headlines.
Oh, my God.
Ah! Now we're running way too early for headlines.
I feel really bum rushed.
Thank you, because I'm like, son of a bitch.
No, no. All right, calm down. Well, here's a fun thing that I totally forgot about twice in one day.
Clayton's on crack.
I am the worst friend in the world because a good friend of mine
became... We've been meaning to talk to you about
this. No, no, no.
Good time for the intervention.
A good but new friend of mine got her United States citizenship today. And not only did I forget about it and not show up to the thing that I was supposed to show up to. I know. Then I was late to the after party. And then I forgot to say so in my weekly recap. So, Claudia, if you're listening, congratulations.
Well, there you go.
That's very exciting.
Congratulations.
And while you guys, your headline's ready. I have been trying to send this link to you all, but I was in my living room and I can't link anything to the show from the iPad. It drives me fucking nuts.
Interesting.
I can only do it from a real computer. Like you can't type.
Oh, because you can't you can't tag the show.
You can't tag the show. So anyways, it's this thing called Fucker Right in the Pussy. Nobody has this. nobody has the story yet. Do you have the story?
It's not in my list.
Like, I feel like maybe I've experienced the story. It's hard to.
Wow.
That's usually the target.
I guess it's
show me on the
doll. Show me.
Right?
There.
Right?
Yeah.
Further South Dakota.
So I guess it's a thing.
Shrubbery.
I guess it's a thing that's been going around in shrubbery, exactly. Here are the tools I neglected to use.
Situation.
Here's where I'm allergic.
Wow.
So I guess it started in Great Britain at sports events where, and I don't know if they only do it when there's a female broadcaster,
okay.
But the people like while the interviewer is doing a story, people will walk up and shout that to get it on the
mic.
Mic.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
And it's this fucker right in the pussy. And because they're trying to use initials, but when they're doing the initials for it, it's not conveying like just how awful what they're doing is.
Oh no, right.
And then it's caught on it slightly in the U.S., although I've never seen it, but I guess it's turning into a big problem in Canada at Maple Leafs games.
Okay.
And so this announcer was on the air I don't know how recently. I think it's in the last couple of days. And she confronted these two guys, and she, like, followed them and said, what is the point to what you're doing? And they were, like, just being complete douches about it and, like, talking about how, oh, it's funny, and it's been going on for a year, and don't be so offended. It has nothing to do with you. It's about everyone else. And the reporter's like, no, it's disrespectful. Like, you're just saying this, and you're, like... messing with me. The people in the control room are offended. Like, there is no point to this. Like, would you, like, what would, like, if your mom heard you, what would you think? And she'd be like, oh, she probably, eventually she would die from laughing. Well, I guess they got this clip and they sent it around, and now the at least one of the guy had a really good job. The one total douche, and he was fired from his job. He had a really good job, and the company like just fired him on the spot and was like, "This is not what our company stands for." And this guy's like standing there, even takes off his sunglasses. But I'm not sure which of the two offenders was fired from the job.
It looks like it started out as a hoax. It was all just kind of an elaborate satire. It wasn't an actual newscast, and it was some guy fucking around with video editing software. This from a year ago. So this started a year ago, and it was just some bullshit.
Was it in Great Britain?
And it wasn't a real thing. No, it's I think it started by a guy in Cincinnati, according to
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
perhaps. Yeah,
Johnny Fever.
No, knowyourmeme.com. Which usually has a lot of good background on, like, where did this shit start? Says that it started out, some guy just made the video and then posted it on Reddit, and then it kind of spread from there. This guy with the beard and the sunglasses, because he's really just kind of photoshopped him into these videos.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then the
is
one
it that guy?
No, but the one that's going around on the one that's going around on Facebook now is It's after a Maple Leafs game, and they're outside, and and there's like a bunch of guys, and she just walks over to the group and she's like, "Are you just standing here to do this?" And they're like, "Yeah, it's funny." And they're just, I mean, total douches, and they're not kids. It's not like
adults that know better.
It's not teenagers. Yeah, it's older guys, and they're just total douches about it. Like, no, it's kind of like, has no one ever told you, like, that's just you're not doing anything but being douches? And then their condescension to her asking a question. And the guy goes, "Why are you filming me? Like, why is this interesting? Everybody does this." And she's like, "No, they don't.
No, they really just don't.
They really don't. Like, you're being..." And she was being so good about not swearing and, like, just telling him, like, "You're just being offensive, and I need you to, like, just look at the camera and tell the world, like, what is the point to you doing this?"
Right.
"And ruining broadcast after broadcast for us. Like, what are you trying to accomplish?" And but the best thing is this guy's just gotten crucified everywhere, lost his job.
Oh, good.
People are saying, like, if there's some point you're making, then, like, make a comment. Don't make it vulgar. Like, if there's something that there's a point to your thing, except for I'm going to be on TV for swearing and saying something that's just, it's just nasty sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's.
But you're not socially commentating on anything, right. Like.
Yeah, it started out as, it looks like a guy that basically, like, did the video version of photoshopping himself in.
Yeah.
To a local broadcast. And then I see the Maple Leafs guy. That's just, you know, there's just more and more evidence for why I need nothing to do with sports culture.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And, like, and just, and it really, nope, it's really, nope, is nope, like, because it's Amy all, Schumer, it's like, stop all, raping, and they're like, yeah. Why? Why would we stop raping?
Because,
like,
it's all super douchey, white guy pack mentality.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this is. And this guy is so flabbergasted that he's being asked
the question.
I say it
every couple of weeks, that is the scariest shit in the world.
Yeah. So, I don't know what it's about, but I was trying to, like, add that to somebody, because the whole... And it's kind of going around as this FHRITP.
Mm-hmm.
A horrible spelling. I'm not sure what you're...
No, that'd be the acronym. That's fuck the acronym. Her right in the right pussy.
Oh,
thank you.
See you next Tuesday, right?
Got it.
I think that's...
The fripped.
Yeah. I think that's why people are ignoring the story, because if you don't say it... If you're not able to say it, you don't realize how vulgar it is.
Sure.
And then they have to bleep out most of the sentence, so you don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, the original one that they're getting this inspiration from actually didn't happen. He didn't bum rush any reporters or anything. He just chopped himself in there. It was a big hoax.
But from what I read, it's all over. It's kind of hitting the U.S., but I guess it's been a Canada problem.
Fucking Canadians.
Yeah, fucking Canadians.
Not you, though, Richard.
All the Canadia.
Or Stephen, if he's listening.
Oh, Canada.
I know. Goddamn Canadians.
Just saying, maybe.
Them and their bacon. Alleged bacon.
Alleged bacon.
That's poutine to you.
No wonder they need a bacon ambassador. They don't even know what bacon is.
I know. They're having a
putting out fires for the bacon
problem.
People.
All right. Did I carry you over to get to headlines?
How do we do?
If you want to... Yeah, sure.
No?
Yeah.
No.
Really, that's Marnie's way of saying, nope, no, I'm not even fucking close to being ready.
No, but I mean, also, yes, but no, but meh, yeah.
I've decided to set up a Facebook page for Dr. Ben, parenthetically, Cat Carlson for president.
Oh! This ought to go well.
Just reminded me to finish
it. Under a year. It's been under a year, and you've set up all kinds of shit.
No,
and
but I'm this one's actually
impressed.
Happening. Finish
your,
setting
your
up.
Your prayers mean so much.
I know. They mean so much.
But you've got to admit, for that chair,
yeah.
She's getting a lot more done as far as starting shit and finishing it than Katie ever did. Katie would start something and then before she'd tell us at the beginning of the show,
right?
And then by hour three, she'd already given up.
Already
on
forgot.
It.
You're
so, by the way, he's being real kind. Hour two.
Yeah, she would.
That was just the diet.
It was, and that was my favorite. I do miss that part. She'd be like, "Hey, you guys, I'm on a new diet." Yeah. You know that from listening.
Started something else. And gluten free. And then by hour two, she's like, "Are those peanut butter pretzels?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What does that have? It'll be
for fine.
Now.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite.
Just do that now. That's why I just loved her, because she just did, come on.
But when, it was, super it was a on. Really valuable it. Lesson to me to never say I'm starting anything. Because you're just going to get called out on it by the second glass of wine.
Mm-hmm. And, well, you're going to call yourself out on it is the best part.
Well,
yeah.
Sure.
And we all did all that work on that what's wrong with Katie this week intro and only got to use it the one time.
It was totally worth it. So worth it.
It was a win.
Really was
listen,
worth it,
some jokes only need to land once. I tell the 9-year-old this all the time because he's trying to tell jokes and he's pretty bad at it. Yeah. So I tell
but
him all
I love
the time.
That he's trying. I love that.
Well, he tries, and so then when he does get a laugh, he'll beat it to death.
Oh.
He'll tell the same person the same joke 18 times, and so I keep telling him, I'm like, okay, dude, if the joke works once, then it's worth telling again, but never tell it 3 times.
There you go.
No, shut it down.
Well, unless you know your audience, different places.
Well, yeah, if you can,
new audiences.
If you can shop that same joke around, I've been doing that for a lot of jokes for a long time.
God, yeah. Shop it around.
Why do you think I always just go to new places? I don't have anything but, that shit from, 2001.
For sure, yeah. So, we're all only working on old material. I've only got 10 jokes.
Yeah.
My grandparents had a neighbor who did that, but he was 85. He just didn't know that he'd told you the joke before.
That's a whole other animal, and I'm looking forward to that. I feel like that's going to be a good time.
See, and my dad always wanted, he would get the punchline, but he would never
remember
have time
the build up.
To get the joke. So he would just stay on it until eventually you worked it out or you heard where he stole it from. But there was a joke on Welcome Back Fucking Cotter, of all things. And it was, Gabe, did you just take a shower? And he's like, why? Is there one missing? And my dad found that so funny. But so you would ask him, but you would say it like, are you going to take a shower? And he's like, why? Is there one missing? And it was like, what? But it was in the wrong context. It had to be in the past tense. You had to ask about a past tense
shower. Did you take
shower.
One?
Yeah, did you take a shower? Why is there one missing? But we never got it. We'd be like, where the fuck does this come from? And then one day, on repeats, I saw the Welcome Back Cotter, and I'm like,
oh
Jesus
that's
Christ.
Where it came
there
from.
There it is. But he was just infamous for just trying to work the punchline to something he found funny in, and then hopefully you would just work your way backwards to find the joke. And
that's brutal.
That's funny.
I thought you were going to say he gives you the punchline, and collectively as a group, you have to formulate what the joke was back.
Well, that was it. But he said it every single day.
Okay.
Because in a house with one bathroom for a long time and five people living
there,
you
got a budget. Who's doing what?
You got to know. You got to know your audience.
I can be as ready as anyone needs me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, so here it is. It is Sean.
But I appreciate Simoes
fired from Hydro One job after taunting reporter and fuck her right in the pussy video. So
good work. Yeah, I saw the video of that Canadian.
It's on HuffPo. So I still don't know which one of these two guys is the one because they're both such douches that I want them to use facial recognition and just find this other guy and torment him.
The guy who started the whole shit?
The douchiness from the one that said it to the one that was laughing about it and takes off his sunglasses. There's just no way to decide which one is more deserving of condemnation. Yeah, but luckily HuffPost has it. So if you feel like Googling it and reading it and watching the video, it's just really interesting to watch someone finally take charge of these live bombings on TV. I mean, no matter what they are, not bombings. That makes it sound a little bit too serious, but
a little bit
F bombs.
Yeah, But you know what I mean? And it was funny in the blizzards when they're outside where they shouldn't be outside reporting from. We know it snowed. You don't have to stand in the middle of it. So it's your own fucking fault for standing there and having somebody throw snowballs at you. Like, that's the appropriate response. You can go into the warm studio and point outside. We'll get it.
We'll get a live shot from outside.
But... kind of like in a hurricane. You don't have to go stand down the street in the puddle. You can stay dry and safe over here and point to it.
Yeah.
So those people deserve to be fucked with. But somebody trying to interview fans after a game, that you can't do that from the studio. You need to be live on scene.
You don't get the same oomph to that.
Right. So two different. Sometimes I apply. They're not throwing F-bombs. They're actually throwing snowballs. And I'm with them.
I'm on
living
board.
Vicariously.
Yes, I'm all on right. board.
Everything seems to be working. Hello, all new joiners to the chat room. And your numbers are growing exponentially.
We'll try this again.
Kat might be able to draw a graph of how many of you are in there.
I can.
Or find a meme online that does show
something,
us.
Right.
99 listeners, one problem.
Yeah.
Maybe that's...
No audio.
No, everything's good on the video side. We're having audio-only stream issues at this point. So you never fucking know. Electronics are so much fun. Good times, great oldies. Marn, I think we're going to do it. You good? She's ready. She says she's ready. Let's try this and see if it works. And I think it is. An attempt at headlines if this all goes together and we get to the next 2 hours and 28 minutes. God damn, it'll be a good day. Oh, PSA of don't chase bears while drunk.
Ever lose a toy as a kid?
Traffic signals go red, green, gay, and straight.
Junior high can be rough.
Macaroni salad leads to an arrest.
Sometimes a kiss is just a kiss.
An elderly man loses his housing subsidy.
Single white borderline.
And man arrested after liking something on Facebook. These and other electronic failures coming up right now on Q-Talk America. Well, here at the show, in addition to fine wines and telling people exactly how to raise children, we like to do public service announcements, and this was one that I saw come across the Associated Press today, and I felt that we needed to pass this along, because if nothing else, we are partially intellectual with information, and we're protecting people.
We are?
Sure.
Wow, that's a lot to take in.
Police in Massachusetts. Oh. Massachusetts.
It's European.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
And oddly, I'm not drinking tonight, and I can't say a fucking word for some reason. This is just water. Maybe I need to start to make my mouth work better.
Maybe you need a cocktail.
Police in the state of Massachusetts have some sound advice. Don't go chasing after bears while drunk and armed with nothing more than a dull hatchet. But
Bear Walker, how do you feel about this?
North Adams police wrote that on their Facebook page that someone did just that this past Monday. The department noted that the drunken man was taken into protective custody. However, no name was released. Police say that anyone who sees a bear should leave it alone and call the proper authorities. They say they don't want to see anyone going, quote, all Davy Crockett on the wild animals. However,
he was the king of the wild frontier.
Bears are not unusual or... Bears are not unusual in the largely rural parts of Massachusetts. And after repeated calls to the police station, the media was told that there was no one available to take their calls.
Wow.
The bears have taken over the building.
Right. They're sharpening hatchets.
Well, have you ever lost a toy when you were a kid? Like, it just troubled you and you couldn't figure out where it went? Uh-huh. Maybe you should check your nose.
Oh, no.
Huh?
I saw this one.
I have not.
I saw this one.
A guy sneezed out a piece of his childhood that had been lodged in his nose for 44 years.
Oh, my gosh.
After a bad sneezing fit, the sucker from a dart, one of those suction cuppy kind of things that you had put in the gun, right?
Like a Nerf dart. Okay.
Came out of his nose. 51-year-old Steve Easton lives in the United Kingdom. His whole life, he's had occasional sniffles and headaches, but he always attributed it to allergies, or he did, until the day he had a severe sneezing fit, while sitting in front of his computer and a piece of rubber flew out of his nose. It was the suction cup of a toy dart, and he had no idea how long it had been there. He called his mom, as you do, and she immediately knew what he was talking about.
Mom, suction cup came out of my nose.
Is this yours?
Yeah, but he's like 40-some years old.
Yeah, 51 now, right. Yeah. When he was 7, his parents found him with his dart gun, but the sucker from one of the darts was nowhere to be found. Thinking he had swallowed it, they took him to the hospital, but the doctors could find no sign. They were looking in the wrong place, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Amazingly, the sucker stayed buried in his nose for 44 years without him or anyone else knowing. Now that it's out, he says he feels no different. In the video, there's a video of him. He seems nonplussed.
But the whistling while the he breathes thing. Has stopped.
Yeah.
if it were me, the writer says, I'd freak out a little. Easton had something, one more ominous thing to say. I wonder if there's anything else up there. So if you lost one thing, perhaps
this
there
might be
others.
Time for an X-ray.
Check your sinuses.
Apparently there's a lot of room.
But I thought that was great. Cause
I know, how big is the sucker?
They did not...
Oh, I was hoping there would be a picture.
They showed it next to a penny, but it's decent size.
Oh, yeah, oh.
How the... Well, goddamn, how big were his nostrils?
Gallery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How big were his nostrils? I mean, even as a kid.
Well, those things got, like, they got all bent up, kind of, and, you know... Maybe.
And the
know.
Sinus cavity's not now, too however, tiny. Like, once you get it sucked up in there,
but
stay there a while.
For a suction cup, if it goes in one way, it's tapered, and it's going to go in easier.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that may have been it. It may have collapsed.
You've solved the problem.
He may have never taken a breath through that nostril in his life and not even known it.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be something? Certainly, it wasn't hay fever, folks. We can tell you that. So.
No. It was rubber fever.
It was dart fever.
Dart fever.
So I thought that was great. If you're missing something, please look.
Check your nose.
Especially if it's from the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, also I'm thinking, for in all that years, he obviously never went to an eye, nose, and throat doctor for anything, because you would think as soon as they look up, what the fuck is that?
Well, they said it was occasional sniffles and like allergy kind of stuff. So it didn't sound like he had to go for anything.
And
major.
No one's looking for an anchor.
Yeah, right.
If he had that
dark.
Nasal flush thing that I do every day, stuff. I don't even know where it comes from.
That neti pot thing or
not
something?
The neti. I use the squeeze bottle.
Yeah,
oh, I
that
love
similar?
That. Well, it's from the same. The company still makes them. I love that thing because I can inhale a Buick
terrifying.
At any time. I can. In the morning, you're like, yeah, I feel like I need to be. And it just opens up, and it's all pH balanced, and it's all lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh no.
Then by the end of the day, I'm back to just breathing like this. Sorry.
Yeah, Vera, you should see the stuff we shove up people's noses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
For those, we'll give Al time to clarify that statement a little later.
I'll just use the phrase nasal trumpet and let you go from there.
I used to play the trumpet. I'm very concerned right now.
It's a thing. A nasal trumpet is a thing.
I think I saw that on the Muppets once. Mom started that. We were walking somewhere this past weekend, and she went, like, shit.
Now it's
just stuck in my head.
Yeah, you have to follow it up with manana.
I'm not a fan of that. I was never a big fan of that show, and that song gets. And I do it to myself. I'll just be working like, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Somebody's got their hand up my ass, or I made a fur. I'm not sure what's wrong.
Well, there was the other one. The other two.
Get out, Kermit.
The other two monsters of whatever that when the phone would ring, they'd go ring when the phone would ring, and that started for the longest time. Oh, she knows. She knows.
How is that? I do not know.
That's so funny.
Was that a Sesame Street thing?
No, that was a Sesame Street thing. When the phone would ring, the two monsters would. Look at it, and they would ring. They didn't know what to do with it, but
and
they
the
would
one has
imitate.
A really like big bendy mouth. Boring.
Yeah, boring. Yeah, okay. You're right.
Yep, I bet
if you YouTube it, you'll find it.
I totally remember.
I'm going to say that the 80s killed all my Sesame Street memories.
Like, the 80s, like the television was our babysitter.
I think the No Nancy Reagan campaign kind of killed it.
I just found out that available on iTunes now is a documentary that I've been wanting to see. The sea called I Am Big Bird.
It's a
documentary about Carol Spinney, who is Big Bird, and Oscar the Grouch.
Yep.
I'm just fascinated by that. I think it's the coolest thing.
I provided you with a link
and
for that
he
months
is
ago.
But it just came available on iTunes. Like, I can just watch it.
Oh,
I don't have to go anywhere. Kind of like,
and no attention
no,
was
I
paid.
Mean, it's been on Netflix and everything
right.
else.
I've just never seen it.
I forget you don't have 18,000 different ways to watch.
Oh, I do. I just don't subscribe to any of them.
Right.
Boring.
Got a house full of electronic shit. Moving on, here's some other electronic shit. Some Vienna pedestrian traffic lights are suddenly not only red or green, they are also gay and straight. A group called the Australia Right Wing Freedom Party is pretty pissed off about this. Over the past few days, the city started setting up lights and pedestrian crossings that show pairs of figures instead of the usual stick figures that are on crosswalk lights. Some depict a man and a woman, others two women, still others depict two men. All couples are complete with hearts around them. The lights are being put up at 47 different crossings and will stay up through the month of June. Vienna hosts several events linked to tolerance during the time, including the Life Ball, which is Europe's biggest charity event for AIDS and HIV research, and the Eurovision Song Contest, won last year by Australian cross-dressing pop star Conchita Wurst. Pedestrians were neutral to positive when asked Tuesday whether they liked the concept or not. One of the people said, "I think that it's a great idea. The topic of equality and equal treatment is a very important issue, and it's getting some attention through this campaign." But not all Austrians are amused. The Freedom Party has announced that it's lodging a criminal complaint against the Vienna councilwoman who is in charge of traffic issues in the city. Party officials say the lights violate traffic regulations and are a waste of taxpayers' money and cost apparently 63,000 euros, which is about 70 grand in American money. The city in turn says that the lights conform to the laws and are meant not only to show tolerance, but other things, I guess. It was a weird sentence. Municipal officials say that they hope that the signals will draw more attention to pedestrians and reduce jaywalking within the city.
By making the figures gay.
Yeah. Because it makes them pay attention to it more, I guess. I don't know. But I just...
Less jaywalking, more gay walking.
But
people.
It's just... For a couple of months.
You know, that is why I've been jaywalking all my life, is because I felt like the little stick figure did not represent me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I'm underrepresented, I'm going to jaywalk.
Right.
But yeah. I like that. I like that they're doing that. I think it's cute.
For a few months, because there's a couple things coming out. I think it's kind of cool.
I do, too.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. In Toronto, we always used to, we always used to lose our minds up there, because it was a foreign country, and you felt a little, weird, and, the garbage can said refuse on them, so we would walk up and be like, "No," because I thought it had refuse.
Refuse.
And just the way that they did it, because
wow.
It's a
fine language. Je refuse.
Yeah, je refuse. Oh, you're so close to what our word of the day is going to be.
I don't have no trash.
Yeah, but the other thing was if we would just yell out Caucasian good. Crossing, because their crossing figure was so different than ours in the U.S.
Crossing.
And it really did Caucasian crossing only. Other races, your time will come. But for right now, it's just
white people walking.
Caucasian only. White women walking.
It was just the strangest. Their signage was just so odd. And I love to yell things at foreign people in their own country. I am the king of the metro. You know what I mean? I really try to just take on their culture.
I am the king.
At it. I'm so accepting of your culture, I'm just going to scream at it.
I can't wait to see you in London just screaming mind the gap at people.
Exactly. So take off. Carry on.
Mind the gap.
Danger of homonyms in other languages.
In other languages.
So junior high, for some people, was kind of rough.
Oh, delight.
For
was a
everyone.
Delight.
Everyone hated junior high school.
I have no fear of hell based on junior high.
It was that bad, huh?
Because there was nothing
coming
up.
I'm pretty sure you people are in denial.
I'm telling you, I would go back to high school in a heartbeat. I would.
What the
junior
fuck
high
is
was
wrong
fine.
With you?
I mean, it was awkward, but it was, I mean, whatever, you know. But
what the fuck is wrong with you?
She said that a couple weeks ago.
Same reaction.
I just went a little younger there. But junior high can be tough for some people. And Aaron teaches the middle school and at the middle school age. And so they're an interesting crew. Those 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Turns out they think I'm hilarious now that I'm an adult.
Oh, by the way.
I had some middle schoolers helping at the last book fair, and they all reported to their parents. They're like, "Oh my God, Kat's so cool. Can we go hang out with her?"
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like, that's kind of sad that I'm cool with the middle school
that's
crowd.
Exactly,
but I mean,
what the problem is with Erin, because, you know, she thinks like them.
I'm a giant child, sure. We've established this.
Yeah, and the same thing with her. So it's fantastic. It works out well. But there can be a lot of bullying. In junior high.
Mm-hmm. Which is why no one loves
really?
It.
Really? Does that go on?
This apparently is true.
How did you experience anything like that? Because I most certainly did.
But this brought things back to, this is pretty cool. A junior high school bully apologizes.
Something just happened.
Hello?
There it is.
Hi. A junior high bully apologizes 20 years later to a gay student that he tormented.
I saw that on Fargo one time.
Is that your gay in the wood chipper? What the hell?
What the hell? I'm like, what the hell?
No, he was making a list.
As long as your leg's going through the wood chipper, I'm sorry.
Chad Michael Morrison, a Los Angeles-based brand consultant and visual designer, has shared a powerful reminder that people have the ability to change and become more tolerant and accepting. Basically, junior high kids are stupid. Morissette says he was surprised to receive a message on Facebook from a man who once tormented him as a teenager. The former bully, name is withheld in here, explained that he'd been inspired to apologize after his young daughter asked if he'd ever bullied anyone.
Ooh.
He explains, during junior high and high school, I was bullied for being who I am. I was bullied for being gay. I was bullied for being little. I was bullied for every reason someone is bullied. It was awful. I couldn't even walk to class without an adult escort or friends with me.
Mm.
The message read, "Hey, Chad." This is from the bullier.
Name redacted.
Yes. I was recently talking with my 10-year-old daughter about bullies. She asked me if I had ever bullied anyone, and sadly, I had to say yes. What came to mind is how shitty and mean I was to you when we were in junior high. I want to apologize. If we lived in the same state, I would apologize to your face. I don't even know if you remember, but I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sure.
No, but yeah,
he's still cowering in a corner, flicking the light switch, like,
right,
what's your face
but
in
at the same
fatal
time,
attraction?
What I like about that is that he wasn't narcissistic about it. Like,
right,
like,
right.
You have to remember who I am, you know, so I give him... I think that that's, I give him credit for that. After shedding some tears and taking a few days to take in the apology, Morissette responded, "I'm quite moved by this. Thank you, and I accept your apology. In 20 years, you were the only person to apologize for being a bully to me when we were younger. I hope you can proudly tell your daughter that you have also apologized for it and that we are good. It's amazing what 20 years and children can do to us, no? Thank you again, and I hope you stand up to bullying anytime you see it. Have a great day. Chad Michael." His former bully then responded, "Thank you. Your forgiveness means more than you know, and I hope get the last to ask. I didn't understand what this meant then, but thank you. Your forgiveness means more than you know, and I hope I am Kit the last to ask forgiveness from you, that I'm not the last to ask."
Oh, I gotcha.
And I had it written down, and I just did, but that I hope I'm not the last to ask forgiveness from you. Cheers. So, bravo. I mean,
yeah.
good on someone for years and years and years later, something that could have been forgotten and or could have still been causing such anguish for
right,
someone.
Right, right. And the hope is always, I mean, it's...
You're right, Richard. The victim is.
Yeah. Like, the apology's not as important as teaching your kids not to bully, to make sure that that cycle doesn't continue and you just didn't raise intolerant children that bully. Like, that's... You know, I think that about some of the people that I went to high school with that were just cruel people.
Yeah.
Like, just cruel. And I'm like, you all have kids. I'm like, I really hope you...
Figured that out.
Yeah, did something about your own parenting that you're not... But then you, you know, see their politics and stuff. I'm like, no, you pretty much are intolerant of everyone.
Sure,
so that's
sure,
probably continuing.
Sure. Oh, and it's so cyclical because you're the environment. Unless you're one of the fortunate kids who realizes you're raised in just sheer idiocy around you at all times.
Oh, and sometimes
so
it comes from an older sibling. Like, they're just... They're getting something from someone else that they're just passing on to you. Like, you're just the next chain in the shit show that is their life. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And the biggest thing to me in this was that he could have said no to his daughter and just moved on.
Right.
Yeah.
But apparently it had bothered him somewhere. He just decided he didn't want to be dishonest with his daughter.
Yeah. And boom, like, all of a sudden, like,
ooh,
son of a
shit
bitch.
I can't answer this one well.
Yeah. Right. Daddy, why won't you look me in the eye?
And sometimes that happens. Like, I mean, certainly parents lie to kids. Like, it just is a thing. Like, you know, but there's a certain point where you feel like, you know, I can't expect this of my kid if I can't hold the same standard.
Be the hypocrite.
You
can only be so hypocritical.
Or own up to it and say, I did it. And
Unless, of course, you raise people like my parents did, and then it's do as I say, not as I do. End of story.
One of the more painful memories for me from high school is not the bullying. It's like the time that I had friends and had become a little bit more popular, and somebody like new came into theater, and like that we bullied him for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like the day that I felt like I was like, not directly a part of it, but thought it was funny, and then I'm like, oh, I'm laughing at, like, that's like, and that has bothered me to this day. And like, I got a birthday wish from him yesterday on Facebook and stuff, but that will always haunt me, that one day he got bullied and I like laughed about it. I only, like, as far as I know, I only heard about it afterwards from people who would never do it and stopped almost immediately, but it was like That's just, you know.
We did a...
But then you don't know if, like the, all the song parodies from my childhood where we would put people's names into songs. I don't know if that hurt someone's feelings.
Sure.
You know, I don't know if Pat Beaton is upset that he was the heart of rock and roll, because the heart of rock and roll is Pat Beaton, you know.
Totally. And you don't know. And if you're that sensitive, I'm always, like, a
little
bit...
Yeah, but you don't know.
You're right. You're right.
At that tender age, like, keep feeling Mark Zanation. I don't know. Mark Zanation might... He might be upset that he became a Human League song, and that it's, I still hear, like, those, right, like, right. I don't know the real lyrics of those songs anymore. Nor will I ever forget that the heart of rock and roll is Pat Beaton, and he was dating Janice Gilreath, and Janice Gilreath may be barely breathing, but the heart of rock and roll is Pat Beaton.
I feel like.
And I feel like I can't ever hear
anything else. If bullying
is
that clever, yeah, then I'll allow it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but I'm sorry.
But, you know, you never know with.
What's going to get people, right.
What's going to hurt your feelings. Or if you're thinking, like, I don't get the joke, so am I being, like, if they just didn't get, like, they might not have known it was clever, or, like, is there something about my heart, like, right, you know what I mean? Right. Am I defective? Because I don't get the joke, like,
what is wrong with me? Why does everybody laugh whenever I'm in the store?
I can't stand
it. And laughing at you.
And the one girl that we went to school with, Lorraine, who we actually liked, but we changed anything that had Lorraine in it to Lorraine.
Blame it on Lorraine.
That was
I remember that before.
That was a modification.
I can't stand Lorraine.
There it is. That's what was popular. Tina Turner, I can't stand
Lorraine.
So she might have been sensitive. I don't know, because I walked up.
Look at what Aaron just said. You'd be a big bully.
And clearly, Ernie and Marina, the trend.
That one's new.
No, it's not.
Mariah. I've never been Marina.
I've enjoyed sharing a brain with you these last few weeks.
Listen back, I say. You know, but
it's so much less stress to just go, oh, she's got 50% of this.
I got half of it.
Oh, I wish we had our drinking word already, because it was the perfect time.
Oh, my God. Richard, I grew up and went to school in Utah. No, I totally feel your pain. Absolutely. Yeah. Be the awkward butch girl that doesn't know that lesbian's a thing in high school in Utah.
Right. Sure.
That's a good time.
Sure.
That's
I
a good
believe
time.
It. Like, what is
that? That is a sad irony, right. Really.
It's a sad. No, it's, yeah. And it was, like, as a kid, it's a terrible thing, because, like, you grow up and all of these girls, like, do the same stuff. Like, they get into makeup all at the same time, and you're sitting there going, no.
Oh, I was just everybody. I didn't pay attention. I was just everybody's bodyguard.
Sure.
I mean, like, I was just like,
I played that game, and I played the best friend game, and then I got the, like, kidnapped and dressed up like a girl for no reason, like, stole my sneakers and put heels on my feet. Like, that kind of bullshit.
The underwear taken away in the gym, and, like, thrown in the shower wet, and chocolate pudding thrown on white clothes. And
I don't know about any of that.
I don't either.
Oh, yeah, I had a horrible childhood. The chocolate pudding on the white clothes, it was my fault for wearing white pants. I mean, lesson learned. Fashion
don't wear white pants.
I just wrote it down in a notebook, like, okay, these pants are ridiculous. They should have pudding thrown at them.
Yeah. But
and, you know, there are different
there's like
different
glee
levels,
and the slushies,
and
thing.
I know that we've talked about it within the last 3 years, but when, and I want to say it was in our first year, that I remember bringing this up in kindergarten, so dating very far back.
How do you remember kindergarten? I've blocked out
God,
most of it.
I remember, like, probably three, I don't know.
I remember a few things about kindergarten, yeah.
And in kindergarten, we would be playing, and there was this girl, Teresa Cuevas, that we were just mean as hell to. I mean, she was super bossy, and she was this, and she was that, and since nobody liked her, well, then I didn't like her either.
Well, sure.
You know, because
nobody
did.
Right.
And you go along with things and whatnot. Now, you flash forward to sixth grade, which is an awkward age, and I had left for second, third, fourth, and fifth grade, excuse me, the elementary school I was at. And I came back, and when I left, I was cool as shit. Had I stayed, maybe I would have, you know, stayed within that group, and, you know, you just kind of grow into it.
Just imagine the rest of your life if you'd have stayed that cool.
Oh, no, I know. Actually, I got back into it, but that's a different story. It only took me till, like, seventh grade, but
good work.
Sixth
yeah.
grade was
good
bad.
Work.
But in sixth grade here, I walk into to lunch where, you know, you have to go through the line and you're all going. And I went to go sit down with my friends, the first lunch back from getting back to this elementary school. And I go to sit down with Mary and Sarah and all these people that, you know, were my good friends. And they all did that move over thing to where I couldn't sit down. And I thought, well, now what the fuck is that? What's up? What just happened?
Yeah.
But there is room. I know I can clearly see that there's room. And Teresa Cuevas.
It's like when people act like you're not there. You're yeah. like, I can see you.
Yeah, I'm here. And Teresa Cuevas and Lisa Tuminelli and a lot of the.
I like that you know like first names and last names.
Oh, I totally do. And I will never forget them. Lori Christopherson, they were all sitting down at this other table, the three of them, and didn't fucking hesitate to say, "Marnie, come over here." And I remember being like, "What? Wait a minute." You know, I was supposed to be with these guys, and mm-hmm. those were the ones that we had made fun of. Kindergarten, first, mm-hmm. second grade. And now you guys
are
just
you're sitting
being,
at the dork table?
No, man. That's not what I thought. What I thought was here, they just were like, come on over here.
Yeah, then you find out they were friendly. Yeah.
They were wonderful. Yeah. And just so, it wasn't even forgiven because I don't know that they looked at it that way. Not that they were bringing a cool person to their table, because clearly I wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was more a matter of just, they didn't think that way.
Yeah, some people were just kind.
Yes.
Yeah, and
that
and
does
my,
happen.
And to this day, I will, obviously, but I will always remember that. And when I saw the story, that's what it, I've always wanted to reach out to them, and just in a little note, not anything public, because this isn't truly like this. I've done this a couple times, talked about it, but on here, when we became friends on Facebook, I just wanted to reach out with a message to say, again, you may not remember this,
yeah,
but clearly it has stayed with me and always will. That's why, you know, Aaron always looks at me and says, you fucking attract him, don't you, Marn? You know, because no matter where I go, they walk right up and it's like, then they're glued.
Yeah.
And
attract
I'm
him.
I'm going to be as kind to them and as whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, and see, and mine was that at the end of the terror that was like the last few weeks of junior high,
we
had to do a project and we grouped up, and Tim and I had not been getting along for a while. But he ended up in my group with these two girls, and we had to put together like a TV show.
Okay.
I think is what we, I don't know if we were all supposed to do a TV show, but we chose to do like a Name That Tune show. And we just got together, and it was four people that didn't know each other very well and had like, had all just discovered things on our own and had different senses of humor. And we put, and I think we've talked about this, that we put together this Name That Tune where we did like, Love to Love You Baby and me singing Love to Love You Baby in front of like the eighth grade class. And It was a teen pregnancy that was an ad for a Trojan.
Because that's appropriate.
Because it gets better. Right, so Tim put together an ad for a Trojan, for Trojan rubbers, because he had just found out what condoms were.
Like,
so we did a teen pregnancy thing where they were talking about, should he use those condoms?
Right.
And it was filthy dirty and so inappropriate. Looking back, I'm still shocked. And we got taken out to the hallway, Mrs. Lapisardi, at the end of it. And she was a fan of mine. Like, she was, like, one of the few people in junior high that, like, liked me and liked my writing and stuff. And she was like, I think I should suspend you. I think you should be in jail. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know
what highly
the appropriate. Like, I think we should bring your parents in and shoot them. Like, she was just so aghast at, like, me pretending to be a woman having an orgasm in front of the class and him doing a Trojan ad. And it was, and then the one girl did this whole thing about biting into a peppermint patty. And, like, she was, like, touching herself, Ember.
Because of how cool
it felt. And, like, it was so sexualized and so inappropriate. But we were all, like, right at that age. And we were all, like, it was all boys and girls together. And we were all, like, end of, like, okay, I'll make out with you. Like, it just.
Nothing pisses me off more than that camera phones were not a thing then.
Oh, my God.
Because I'd love to have that video.
And it passed about 5 minutes in and just never, it never looked back at the things that we took on.
Oh, that's funny.
So that went on. And then, you know, the summer, and luckily I traveled all summer, so I didn't notice a lot in the summertime that I didn't have friends. It didn't come up that much because we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
But came in one of the first days of ninth grade, and I was like, all right, four more years of this shit in a new school again, because you switch in the ninth grade. And this girl passed me a note, and she was like, you are so fucking funny. She's like, but actually how she started was she just passed a note up and just listed all these things that meant she was on her period about her friend Flo was in town and she used to have an apartment, but now she lives in a pad and like...
What in the hell?
All right.
That's funny.
This was before, I think my voice hadn't Richard, changed I'm yet in the eighth grade. I think the voice change was still coming. So I was still up like this.
Yeah.
So
and occasionally,
but
still
she
does.
Was my gateway to everything. And that girl yeah. just kind of like came in and just like got me into drama club mm-hmm. and like and she would always just sit right next to me like fuck it, let's sure. take the heat. She's like, but and she was the funniest human. She died in before high school ended, but oh. she was seriously one of the funniest. Yeah. humans alive, and she had this yarn, piece of yellow yarn that she would drag through the school and call it Chicken Littlewood, and she would drag it like a pet through the school, and like she would just craziest.
Yeah, I knew that
oh
girl
my God,
too.
How
shit.
Fun.
Oh yeah, crazy shit.
That's
so I mean,
fun.
But it eventually you just all sure. kind of sure. it all kind of comes together.
And I'm sorry that you know, high school and junior high did suck for so many people.
Junior high school got better, but junior
yeah.
high was.
But
like I said, I have no fear of hell because there's
not especially
there's,
fun. No.
There's yeah. nothing coming, and that's going to be worse than junior high was, except for the TV show.
Sure.
Oh. Well, we managed to get through it. It's hour one is in the bag. Two more hours coming at you. It's the show. It's Q Talk America with Kat, Marnie, Al, and me. I'm Clayton McKee. Thanks for being with us. Coming up in just moments, the drinking word. We're continuing with headlines, and then we got more to talk about. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my God. Good evening again, everybody. It's hour two.
So fancy.
Now we've all got our party hats on.
I'm a unicorn.
Okay. Marnie's apparently.
I might even take a selfie. Hold on. It'll be my first selfie ever.
Oh, where's that?
So I may have a selfie plates. Problem. I was trying to figure out.
Oh, no, that's a picture of you.
Hi.
Oh, actually, over the course of the weekend, Mom and I were taking a selfie at the, there's one, and at the Andy Warhol exhibit, there's one wall where they encourage you to take a picture then hashtag and you know,
oh, yeah,
all that shit.
Like you do, sure.
Making me laugh,
so Mom and I took a selfie in front of the wall, and I said to her, because I couldn't get it, I'm like, we need that
you
selfie
need the
stick.
Fucking selfie stick.
Mom's,
I
like,
know
don't,
it.
Mom's like, don't you dare get a selfie stick. Don't you dare.
Oh, I have a selfie stick.
But I should have. I would have been fun. Oh, you do now?
I do.
I was at lunch today trying to find a photo that I had taken of something else. And like the entire time, I'm like, oh, look, selfie, 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 selfie. Yeah, it's a problem. Because sometimes you don't get a good one, so you have to take more than one.
Aaron got me one of those for my birthday. It was fantastic.
The stick?
Yeah.
The stick.
It's a, well, it's they a had selfie. A video on a
stick.
Oh, that cracks me up a lot. Well, all right, kids. Well, as you know, we are in the middle of our headline section. But before we continue on.
It's hour two.
It is hour two. Guess what's going to happen?
I don't know. Tell me.
We're going to get a drinking word from Al Perkins. And it goes a little something like this.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Oh my God, half-acuted?
Half-acuted.
And Latina Geddon? Oh, forget it.
Latina Geddon was my favorite. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Dying.
Okay. So here we are.
Okay, so our word. We're doing so many things that I forget. Our word
there
is,
are selfies, there are check-ins, yeah. There are things happening.
Our word is thanks to Titus Andromedon. J'approuve.
J'approuve. Yes. The whole time I'm watching that show, I'm thinking to myself, Al needs to see this. Because Titus Andromedon, he's like a little bit you and a little bit ridiculous and...
I watched that and I was like, what in the fuck?
No,
because
you
got to
watch the whole show because that's a supercut of all of the ridiculous shit that he says that I totally like j'approuve of. But
j'approuve. I hate it when you call me woman. What if I called you? But the thing that they cannot prepare you for is when he's watching the trial online and he finds out that Kimmy is going to the trial and he's like, oh my God, I want to go with you because I really want to watch that without commercial interruptions. He's like, oh, I meant to say something to support more support you. He goes, I mean, I really want to go there so I can watch it without commercial interruptions. Damn, what is wrong with me?
Just the way he sings everything.
In the whole episode, he just keeps saying stuff about wanting to be there and being a part of the thing and not being supportive, but he tries like 4 and 5 times for each statement. And then it turns into singing and like cursing himself. Oh my God. J'approuve.
I forgot about my party hat.
J'approuve is the name.
So do you want to explain why we have the party hat on?
Well, it's my birthday.
Exactly. How do the people not know that?
Yeah.
Oh, they might be able to...
The people.
So, before you go into your story, I just want to point out that we have some macaroons.
Oh, from the French groceries. Yeah, j'approuve of them.
Yes. So these are mocha, and these are peanut butter banana. It was what they had.
All right, I'll take the Elvis-inspired ones.
This just
But now they're
delicious.
French.
So
are they mocha latte yata, whatever the hell that song
mocha
is?
Mocha chocolate. So mocha
chocolate. The tart just looked phenomenal. So I thought we should have some of that.
That is all kinds of fucking fancy.
And then this, I just didn't even know what to do with myself. So we have this thing that's a...
Looks like a really flat boob.
It is. It's
Seriously, lay flat on your back and then take a picture from up here. That's what
Al.
Yeah.
Al.
Marnie's pointing to her breast again. That was a good episode.
Pointing to her tits.
That was a good episode.
That was a good episode.
So what is that exactly?
This is
except for Ann Jillian's one breast.
Yes, it's not that.
Let's see. My. That's good.
Yeah, are those just delicious?
I didn't know the French did macaroons,
but
I'm on board.
That is called I'm going to mispronounce it, but
je ne sais quoi?
Je ne sais quoi. It's,
It looks like a hat.
Something sponge cake. Something.
It says Google.
Oh. That bitch should say the other
thing. I would say that was... Genoa. Right?
Genoa. Oh, I used to love her on the Jeffersons.
Anyway, it's like a yummy cake,
yeah,
and
Genoa.
Then it has a buttermilky thing in the middle. They didn't have anything that loaded chocolate, and I didn't have time to stop for that.
A Grenache.
Yes. So.
All right. Well,
again, it still looks like a hat to me, like a pillbox hat. It looks kind of.
Sure.
That's what that looks like.
It's heavier than shit.
Well, fully loaded. J'approuve.
So there's that. And
it's something about writing in French.
Why is Drew what?
And like, we also have happy fucking birthday plates and napkins. So
that's
what
I mean.
If you would like
I like
to,
your party store.
Well, thank you.
Is there a knife to cut into
there
this?
There is, but
I have a whole kitchen full of utensils.
Oh no, we're not doing that.
I didn't know. That's why I brought them.
Wrong family. Save
that
for someone
else.
Yeah,
I thought you could just put in one.
I'll quote the middle. Wrong family.
I thought you could do one.
There's that.
The end. But I'll go get that. Go into your story, Mr. Mickey.
Thank you. J'approuve.
Got it.
Of your bon anniversary.
I feel like we're doing an episode of the Coneheads with all, when you look at the shot of all of us. Anyway, there's that. Well, continuing on with our headline segment, police in Mount Morris have arrested 3 burglary suspects after a Hansel and Gretel style trail of stolen macaroni salad led investigators straight to the thieves. Police responded to a call from the Build-A-Burger and Ice Cream restaurant in the town of Mount Morris in western New York State at 6:30 a.m. on Mother's Day. The store's surveillance system and cash register containing a whopping $29 have been stolen, as well as a 10-pound bowl of macaroni salad. Now, investigators began collecting evidence, including cash register and surveillance system parts, rubber gloves, loose change, and then there was the trail of macaroni salad that led them from the restaurant all the way across the trail into the village of Mount Morris, where apparently they apprehended...
That is a waste of macaroni salad.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for that messy macaroni.
Police say that apparently the sloppy thieves took turns eating the salad along their escape route. Police followed the trail, and by early afternoon, all 3 suspects had been taken into custody.
So were the thieves me and my best friend at 14? Because I feel like that's something we used to do, is go down to the Safeway and buy or shoplift a whole bunch of shit and eat it on the way home.
Yeah. It felt, when I read this...
Try to be done before the cops arrive.
Right.
Remember the old Newhart show, or is, hi, my name is Larry, it's my brother Daryl, my other brother Daryl? That's what it felt like. The three were all charged with burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the third degree.
I love criminal mischief. Everybody's charged with that lately.
Grand larceny in the fourth degree.
Oh, how do you
in the fourth degree? Did you just refer to yourself in the fourth person?
One was also charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance and criminal possession of a hypodermic instrument.
Oh.
They were all arraigned and committed to Livingston County Jail. The restaurant was unfortunately forced to remain closed on Mother's Day to clean up, but the owner, named Debbie Hill, who made the macaroni salad that helped crack who helped crack the case, she was
macaroni salad maker, crime solver. Yeah,
she was
she's a hyphen it, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
In Cabot Cove, they figured out the murder based on that.
Thank you.
She was able to find some silver lining. She says, obviously, it must have been good if they took the entire 10-pound bowl of macaroni salad. Now, throughout the ordeal, the restaurant kept their loyal customers updated on their Facebook page, first by sadly reporting the robbery, and then later by thanking the community for an outpouring of support, and also thanked the media for covering the robbery, jokingly saying, it looks like Deb will be making 10 times the amount of macaroni salad from now on. The restaurant reopened on Monday.
Sans the salad.
Sans salad.
Yeah. J'approuve.
Yeah, that's how you know j'approuve of your macaroni salad when I steal it from fourth degree mischief.
And just have this because apparently it's damn good mac salad.
Mischief in the fourth degree.
How is that? Is it right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be softer. It looked like he needed a...
Well, you don't know how to attack.
It's very dense.
You don't know how to attack something with a knife.
Oh.
No, but it,
until you're halfway through it.
I thought it would be more cushiony, sponge cakey.
Sometimes you got to practice.
Serviette. Yep.
Anyway.
Merci.
So, sometimes a kiss is just a kiss. Thank you.
Just mercy. Leave it alone. Yeah.
Sans beaucoup.
Oh, they got it.
Sans a belt.
Yeah.
Did you...
Sans a belt.
It means without a belt.
Yeah, they are. Because they're without a belt.
Yeah.
Sans a belt. It's built in.
Yeah, it is. So last week with the
Jesus,
did you hear the
dense
Boston Marathon story? Is it any good?
It's a couple years ago.
I don't know, but it's dense as hell.
The Boston Marathon, is that the one where a whole bunch of people blowed up? Is that
nope,
the thing?
That would have been a year ago.
All right.
So the Boston Marathon this year.
What was the story this year?
That sometimes a kiss is just a kiss.
Oh,
please come to Boston
for the springtime.
She just said no.
I thought it was Austin.
Update, she just said no. She does not approve of this message.
Nobody approves.
Continue on.
So, this woman named Barbara was running in her first ever Boston Marathon.
Barbara?
And she followed through and her daughter's dare to kiss a random man as she passed through Wellesley. Mm-hmm. She did it and then began the quest to find the man. Oh. In the photo when she reached out to the townsman last week. The mystery man's wife was running the race for the first time as well. Mm. And in a letter, the townsman said that the attention of the story had gotten, picked up by several national media outlets, has been fun. She and her husband would like to remain anonymous, though, because they kept trying to reach out. Oh, thank you. They kept trying to reach out and find this woman runs up to this guy
and
just lays a kiss on him. And he was very like, okay. Kisses her back.
She thank you, crazy up, sweaty lady.
Mm-hmm. Right, and she has her thumbs up.
Who may or may not have just shit her pants. It's a marathon.
Someone takes this picture of her when she does it for proof to her daughter, and then, as I said, they reach out to try to find this guy. And if anyone responds, who is it going to be but the wife? The wife is like, very cute, very
bitch.
Sweet. Married, but you
listen,
know.
Bitch.
Back the fuck up.
Listen, bitch.
I accepted, she says, Barbara, I accepted my daughter's good-hearted dare of reversing this Wellesley tradition, referring to the women of Wellesley College who dole out kisses to passing runners. And a good-natured man accepted my request for a photo. Moving forward, I will revert to only kissing single men, she says.
All the single men. All the single men.
I just thought it was a really sweet, because of the fact that the Boston Marathon has such a... well,
onus about it.
Exactly. And so I thought that was a very sweet story.
An honored tradition of making out with schoolgirls.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Schoolgirls choosing to do that, though. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, it was just very cute. The end.
That's delicious. I don't know what it is, but it's delicious.
It is tasty, tasty, okay. Tasty.
That cream filling in the middle, I'm sure, is completely fat-free, but it is heavenly.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
It just melts.
Angel wings and kitty cats.
Oh my God, it is lovely.
Well, I'm sorry, because nice. I really thought it was going to be a different consistency.
No.
Well, now Richard says that if it is, that after time it gets dense and rubbery. It's definitely not rubbery, but it's very dense. I mean, I feel it needs like a Grenache or a little sauce
about the cake?
To dip it into. Yeah.
They said to keep it out for a little while, so that's why. That's why I kept it out when I got here.
It almost looks like excessively thick pancakes from here. I'm not mad.
Like, would it be like Genoese or
is that,
like, I'm not following the pronunciation key.
Harrison, doesn't Al look a little bit like Jack from the Jack in the Box commercials with your hat?
A little bit.
That's fantastic.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Product placement. This story I thought was a good story. Okay. And you'll appreciate this. Is this my last story? Nope, I got one more after this. Authorities say a man living in a suburban Philadelphia assisted living facility has lost his housing subsidy after officials found a prostitute under his bed.
Where else are you going to keep her if you're on housing assistance?
Exactly. 20's on the dresser, chocolate.
The local newspaper said that the man, believed to be in his 70s, paid hookers using profits earned from selling booze to fellow residents.
That girl.
So he's an entrepreneur.
Right.
The paper also stated that the man
was...
The paper also stated that the man was, quote, more mobile of a gentleman than other residents in the facility. So what he would do is he would leave with a liquor order, roll his little cart to the liquor store... Buy booze and then sell it with a markup to the older people in the home, and then he'd pay a hooker. Oh my God, that was a story. I just thought that was so funny. That was just too fucking much.
Yes.
Well, I was deciding between two.
Number two.
Number one.
Number one. That's what I said.
So
she meant one.
So
Gen wise. According to Webster.
Because he's saying, like, Genoese.
No, Genoise.
Genoise. Okay. I like both.
That make it the more sense. J'approuve.
J'approuve.
J'approuve. Genoise.
This isn't an educational program. I was told there'd be no intelligence.
I leave here feeling much more educated every time.
Oh, really?
Marnie's about to.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, there's that potential that we've all had this roommate, and hopefully not, but we've all had that roommate, if nothing else. That roommate that's awful. And horrible, and you just wish that they maybe had never moved in, whether you're together or not.
But maybe you shouldn't say things like that about your mom.
I'm thinking Di's not a listener.
I'm thinking I'm not referring to that one. South Carolina college student caught poisoning roommate's food could face 20 years in prison.
I saw this afternoon. Yeah,
yes. Very awkward. A student at the University of South Carolina was arrested after a video of her poisoning her roommate's food emerged. Police have charged 22-year-old Haley King with multiple counts of unlawful and malicious tampering with a food product, a Class C felony that could result in 20 years in prison.
Third-degree criminal mischief? Where's that?
Something like that. This apparently is worse. King's roommates, who wish to remain anonymous.
And alive.
Exactly. Right. And will never bring home food again. Said that weeks prior to the attempted poisoning, the situation in the off-campus housing they shared had rapidly deteriorated. Multiple altercations had gone on, so they set up surveillance cameras, like you do.
Yeah, sure.
How bad was it that they had to set up
surveillance cameras? They know how this works.
And single white female to monitor the behavior when they weren't home. When they viewed video of King attempting to poison them by pouring Windex in their food, they immediately contacted police, who asked King to come in for questioning. She quickly confessed, according to police records. She was held overnight and then released on a $5,000 personal bond. Police also said that when King moved out, one of her friends sent threatening text messages to the roommates. While Haley is moving out, don't fuck with her food.
Don't fuck with me, fellas.
Right?
That's right. Y'all have been fucking taunting her since the semester started. If she tells me you're fucking with her, I will personally come and check you. You're too old to try to be bullying somebody, blah, blah, blah. The problem is that it was the girl who was moving out that is facing these charges. So she has neat friends as well, apparently. She's not frightening.
She's got neat friends.
Yeah, she's, I mean, she's spitting in people in their food and was spraying Windex in their food. And
just a lovely child.
Yeah, she's something that nobody wants to live with.
I saw one of the headlines in reference to the story, Face of an Angel, Soul of a Demon.
I didn't see that. Because
she's a pretty little blonde girl that, you know, in her mugshot, but she's crazy back in there.
Oh, I love Dion's Felony Fridays.
Oh, yes.
Foxy Felon Fridays. Because I'm always like, ooh, I like him.
Yeah. He does get some cute. And then I love it when he researches and find every mugshot in the past 7 years of the person who's apparently he's a repeat offender.
I do look forward to Fridays just for that.
Well, I just think that single white fucking crazy. That's just all it is.
Oh, like, yeah.
Get out. What are you spitting in Sony's food for? Like, what? Get back away.
Yeah,
back
just away. Don't get a roommate. How about live alone?
Out of curiosity, I wonder what Windex does.
I don't know, but I don't want to find it.
Happy to just read about it.
According to my Big Fat Greek Wedding, wasn't that what it was called? My Big Greek Wedding.
Yeah, my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Windex.
It cures everything, according to that.
Oh, that was true.
Put some Windex on it.
Yeah. Put some Windex on it.
But internally, I don't think it's good to ingest it.
I don't believe so.
Stand by.
Oh, she's going to find out.
I appreciate the
I feel like we should know these things.
Now, well, I feel like it would be a poison.
I had a thought the other day, just a random thing.
Because
I heard, in particular to this topic, I thought about this the other day that when, I think I saw something on the news where, you know, somebody was, they went through the browser history of their computer and found out what they'd been Googling and finding because they were convicted of whatever crime they did.
Oh, sure.
And I thought to myself, if there's ever any research done on what is searched out of this house on my internet.
Did we not talk about this last week?
Did we just last week?
Yeah, we sure did.
That's probably why you were thinking about
it. There was a lot of... We had more booze last week. I just don't remember that.
All right. That's good.
I don't remember that specific topic, but that's right here out of my house.
Yeah.
None of you will be entrapped about it.
My
internet is... There's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening.
All right.
Well, as it turns out, if you drink the window cleaner, symptoms may include... loss of vision, severe pain in your throat, severe pain or burning of the nose, eyes, ears, lips, or tongue, blood in the stool, burns of the throat, severe abdominal pain, vomiting blood, collapse, low blood pressure, lungs and airways, you could have difficulty breathing, throat swelling, you could go into a coma, you could be dizzy, you could be an insomniac, you could be irritable, you could have severe brain damage, you could be sleepy, you could be in a stupor. You could have difficulty walking.
This is like a commercial for Cymbalta.
Poisonous ingredients may include ammonia, ethanol, isopropyl alcohol, and methanol.
Genoise.
That's what I said.
Right.
What I didn't hear in that entire list, anal leakage. Oftentimes.
Everyone's favorite.
Nope, you're in the clear.
Oh, good. Well,
no anal leakage.
Then drink up, kids.
Drink it, yeah.
Drink your Windex.
My
Everything
God.
Else sounds like it's going to make me thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
And shine you up inside and out. Well, on our final headline before moving on to other things, a Montana man who was arrested after liking his own mugshot on a Crime Stoppers Facebook page, he's since posted bond since his arrest on a felony forgery case. Levi Reardon of Great Falls, Montana, was arrested on April 24th, just 3 weeks after an acquaintance pointed out that his picture was on the Great Falls Cascade County Crime Stoppers Facebook page.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he just went
on.
A
lot of alliteration.
He went on and liked that picture. Well... Reardon told the Great Falls Tribune on Monday that he was surprised at the level of attention that he'd received after liking the post, listing him as one of the area's most wanted fugitives.
Well, I j'approuve, he said.
Now, there's only about 1,000 people that live in Great Falls.
Well, maybe.
And they're probably all Facebook friends.
The 23-year-old said that he had been contacted by the National News Service outlets for other interviews in addition to the one he was currently giving to the newspaper. Reardon pleaded not guilty on May 7th. Public defender Alex Spade said that Reardon posted a $2,500 bond the next day, and his trial is set for August 31st. So don't like...
I'm looking forward to updates on that.
No. Yeah. Maybe we should. Well, who knows? We may find some more about that. I don't know. Anywho, that's about it for headlines, and I think Perkins is ready to do something else.
Yep. Let me just get out of this sentence, because there's no way I can finish it in time. 5, 4, 3... I'm ready.
Oh, he's ready to go.
Allegedly.
Whoop, wrong. I did. You know what I did? I just clicked on the wrong thing.
It's Edmund! I thought I gave it a new spin
that was
there.
That a nice spin.
Thank you. All kinds of stuff to talk about this weekend. Pitch Perfect 2 opens this weekend. The Critics TV Choice Award nominations have come out. with some wonderful stuff. I have all the cancellations and renewals for the broadcast networks and other things. Elizabeth Wilson dies. A big cancellation happens next season. Some additions to The Wiz. And I'm not going to call the recommendations. We're just going to call them mandatory viewings.
I think the big cancellation that you're going to talk about, it's finally. I'm like, whew, finally.
Is it about time?
I think it's
I feel like
past,
I know the one, too.
Past. I'm going to go get a drink.
Okay.
Oh thank God.
Party head down.
That happened to me, too. And it looked kind of angry. Because I was like, oh, I forgot that was on my head.
Stop fighting with the party head.
Okay, so we'll start with... we'll start with the Critics' Choice nominations. Now, this was an award show that I was not aware of until like a year or two ago. But I like their choices because they're clearly in response to how repetitive the Emmys are every single year. And that, to get somebody new on an Emmy nomination list is almost unheard of. So for Best Comedy Series, and they're handed out, I think it's May 31st this year. The award show is going to be on, and I think it's on AMC. I think it's wherever Bates Motel is hiding. I can't remember. Oh, and I have a question. If anybody is watching Bates Motel, is there a fucking dog in this show, or is the dog part of his imagination? Because I can't remember where the dog fits in. So
is the dog wearing red?
No. No. But so I just need to know if the dog...
It's the Sixth Sense. Everything that was red was...
Oh,
yeah.
Was sure. I wasn't sure about that.
Oh, that's right. So Best Comedy Series here, we have Broad City... Fantastic. Jane the Virgin, Mom, Silicon Valley, which I still don't get. I mean, it's okay, but I don't get everyone's like just undying love for that show.
I tried watching that a couple times, yeah, and I wasn't.
Because, I mean, I thought Looking was if you want to watch a show about absolutely nothing, Looking's really the way to go, not that. Transparent, Veep, and You're the Worst, which I've never even heard of You're the Worst. I don't even know what that is. Best Comedy Actor, Anthony Anderson's for Blackish, fantastic. Will Forte, The Last Man on Earth, a lot of people like that show. Johnny Galecki for The Big Bang Theory. Chris Messina for The Mindy Project. Thomas Middleditch for Silicon Valley. And Jeffrey Tambor for Transparent. I think we can all agree that Jeffrey Tambor is just going to walk with that.
Mm-hmm.
Best Comedy Actress, Elana Glazer for Broad City. Lisa Kudrow for The Comeback. Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep. Oh. Gina Rodriguez, Jane the Virgin. Amy Schumer, Inside Amy Schumer. Seriously, find Inside Amy Schumer. The original episode is on Tuesday nights, and then somewhere overnight on Tuesday, they play like a 3-hour block of like old episodes.
It's on my list.
You will
Did
thank me.
Did you see last week that Aaron had in the chat room, not a fan?
Of Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
I don't understand because it's
just
a little vignette.
He said taking one, if I remember what he had on there, it was like the idea that someone's taking one idea and just beating it to death.
Oh, not at all. It's like, it's vignettes. They're like, it's like little, it's like a little topic, and then she switches to stand up.
Yeah, he said not a fan. He thought it would be.
I think he's just in general not a fan of her humor.
Got it.
Altogether. Oh, and that could be too.
Because, it is a lot of poop jokes.
Okay. Yeah. And, And then that one episode, but she went from that episode to like three ways to like Julia Louis-Dreyfus's last fuckable day. To,
oh my God, I love
like,
that.
That was all one
last
episode.
Fuckable day was awesome.
Yeah, but that's all one episode to the thing that you posted about getting on the pill and asking all people. That's all
things,
one episode.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they were beating to death on that, but like
poop jokes.
No, but not one of those was a poop joke because the lemonade where
milk lemonade, right?
Where poop is made.
Around the corner, fudge
is
made.
But it really was funny. Like, all the attention on women's asses. Yeah. And they're like, it's where we shit. Like, it's nice that you're all looking at our asses, but we shit back there. Very funny.
Poop.
So Constance Wu was the last one for Fresh Off the Boat. Best Supporting Comedy Actor, Titus Burgess for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Come on. You just stop there. Jamie Carnell for Jane the Virgin. Adam Dreyer for Girls. Tony Hale for Veep. TJ Miller for Silicon Valley. He's the obnoxious one. Cameron Monaghan for Shameless. Titus Burgess is just the entire world to me right now. So, just stop the presses. There is just nothing funnier. Comedy supporting actress Mayim Bialik for Big Bang Theory. Carrie Brownstein, Portlandia. Allison Janney for Mom. Judith Light, Transparent. Melanie Linsky for Togetherness, funny show. Eden Scher for the Middle. This is the only award show that gives her any love, so I'm like, I have to like
You're
support these people.
Sure. Right.
Let me think. Comedy guest performer, you get Susie Essman from Broad City. And then drama series, The Americans, Empire, Game of Thrones, Good Wife, Homeland, Justified, Orange is the New Black. Drama actor, Freddie Highmore, Bates Hotel, Charlie Hunnam, Sons of Anarchy, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, and he was the sheriff on... He's also from... The Meth Show,
Breaking Bad.
But he's the sheriff from Fargo, from the TV show that was so good, where you thought he was playing a parody, and at the end he gave you that whole like No Country for Old Men speech about this is not the world I live in. Like, and it was like one of those things where like I just thought he was a caricature and kind of like uninteresting until the end when you realize he's not a buffoon. He's just never seen this level of crime in his town before, and he doesn't know how to act. Okay. Like every time she has a clue, he shoots her down because it just means that he knows more bad people. Right. And like I don't know if you watched Fargo, but when he broke down, like just a brilliant actor. Because he saved that character at the last minute. Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah, because I was going to say, he was not necessarily likable. He was just
He seemed like a buffoon. Yeah. And then when he just was able to make that character so rich.
I love that.
So there's a couple other nominees. Best Drama Actress, Viola Davis for How to Get Away with Murder. Vera Farmiga for Bates Motel. Ava Green for Penny Dreadful. This is a show, it's horror, it's kind of creepy. I don't really get the appeal, but this Ava Green is like all the fanboys' wet dream. I don't know, like, what really she came from, but this Ava Green thing, you say this to a nerd, and it's instant boner. Like, they are just on her.
Well.
Taraji P. Henson for Empire. Right, so I think it's going to be really interesting as we get into the Emmy season, that you have a real chance of three black actresses being nominated for Best Actress in a Drama Series with Taraji and Kerry Washington and Viola Davis. Because a black woman has still never won Best Actress in a Drama Series.
Which is the most absurd fucking thing ever.
Because they just have never had a lead actress in a drama series.
No, I know, but
that's
what I'm saying. It's just right. Since when? When would the last time... Was it Diane Carroll, for God's sake?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some like, here and there. It's just a weird thing. So this year, like, there's almost no way around it. But then it turns into, like, who do you vote for of those three? Like, they're giving you three such... different portrayals in what's her face? Kerry Washington is the only one that's doing a 22 episode, which a lot of the people bitch about. Like, some of these people are doing 10 episodes, mm-hmm. some are doing 12. Kerry Washington's doing 22 hour long episodes and really mm-hmm. doing a little bit more of a range and like really crazy storylines, right. where like the rest are doing like short seasons. This is your character. I still want Viola Davis to win,
sure.
But you know, who knows? So, dramas, where are we at? So, the interesting, there's only a couple. I mean, the rest of them I won't read like every single one, but the really good one is Christopher Eccleston for The Leftovers and drama supporting actor. If you're watching The Leftovers, he's the crazy priest, and he's just in every movie lately. It's in very, very good. Not lately, he's been like in every movie for like 15 years. Drama supporting actress Christine Baranski for The Good Wife, Carrie Coon for The Leftovers. She's really good. She was in Gone Girl. She is the detective in Gone Girl, and she's getting a nice career in like all different different areas. So I just think she's someone to watch. Lorraine Toussaint, and now I think we're pronouncing it Toussaint or Toussaint. I'm not sure how she's pronouncing that name.
J'approuve.
It's a lot of French in this.
But Orange
show.
Is the New Black, and I think this is where
it's not enough French
this
in
is
the
where
show.
She's gonna. This is V from season two of Orange Is the New Black. Once they got moved to drama from comedy. I think, you remember the character V from season two of mm-hmm, Orange is the New Black, like mm-hmm. one of the best
vividly.
Big bads of
yeah,
all time.
Vividly,
I and agree. I think she had no chance if they put her in comedy because
she was never funny.
Was
scary
but
bitch.
Once you put her in drama, I think she just has a standout chance. And just the fact that somebody remembered her, because now season two is a year ago because they come out...
In June.
Yeah,
June
their season
16th?
Is always after the deadline. So, like, whatever.
Oh, that's right.
So they're a year behind. Yeah,
that.
So they're a year behind. So it's a very, very old show for Emmy voters. So hopefully this gets them in the running and people will watch again. And I honestly, aside from what's his face on Dexter, John Lithgow mm-hmm. on season four of Dexter, I think those are the two best villains of the last 20 years. Of just like, that is the big, when they say sure. big bad now, you're like, oh, that's what you're thinking of. And that's just, I mean, there's some other stuff here, but it's all stuff that no one cares about. But there was, I just loved it that, just the actress, like that they've got all these people in there, and Bates Motel did its season finale. So I haven't checked in on here. I guess no one's watching Bates Motel. I just mm-hmm. want to know if that fucking dog, if the dog is still alive. I can't remember.
Are you looking up if the dog is real?
Do you Google Bates Motel?
Because I was just going to look it up otherwise. I'm like,
yeah, what's up with the dog? Yeah. Okay, so now the renew cancel for your TV viewing. There were some big, giant motherfucking surprises in here. Some real shockers of what got canceled and what got brought back.
Oh, my God. What? Tell me.
He's gonna for the next hour and a half. Oh,
shut up.
90 minutes.
Well, stop that.
Well, because I watch this. I watch this TV by the numbers. This is one of my favorite websites. Zap to it, and they make their things on. Because I want to know, like, is it worth getting interested in this? Like, what's the buzz? Sure. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. But so people that were watching Marry Me, it got canceled. I know Harrison was a big fan of About a Boy. It got canceled on NBC.
About a Boy.
State of Affairs, Katherine Heigl, who I just don't ever need to see her in anything. That got canceled. The Mysteries of Laura, which has the ratings, but not, you know, it's for NBC, it skews to, it plays like a CBS show. Sure. Okay numbers, way too old of an audience. NBC doesn't know what to do with that. It should be on CBS. It got renewed, though, so that means that...
Oh, good.
What's her butt? We all love her. Deborah Messing gets another season of What's It, and it really is kind of a crappy TV show. I gave up after like four episodes because I'm like, enough.
I was like, I love
Plus,
Deborah
I couldn't
Messing,
stand those kids. Yeah, those kids had to die. I was like, it's time to abort them. Is it too late?
Kids had to
too
die.
Late.
Yeah, because, I mean, bad child actors just has to stop. So, Grimm was renewed, Law and Order renewed, but the one, oh, it's not this network. The Blacklist got renewed, and that was going back and forth as to what would happen with that, because, again, big ratings, but an older crowd, and it's not that's not NBC's genre. So we'll get through these as fast as humanly possible, because some of this stuff I really watch, and I was really worried about in the show that I watched, I was just canceled, but that just frees up next year. So... Where'd we go? Why aren't they loading? Oh, it's trying to load, and I'm not letting it. I don't
How
watch
dare
that.
You?
I don't watch that network.
Je ne prouve pas.
Je prouve.
That's when, right. I know how to make it a negative.
When he said je prouve, I just about shit my pants. I can't lie to you. All right, we'll go to Fox, because nothing else is loading. Now, Fox is where one of the bigger surprises and one of my favorite shows got let go. Everything that you knew was getting... shout out the window. Mulaney was officially canceled. Red Band Society was canceled. Weird Loners, which no one watched, was canceled. The following got canceled. Mm-hmm. And I was just starting to like that, you know, and they were trying to work their way into how to have a different villain every year, like how to turn it so they could finally kill off the guy that died the first season, but they kept bringing him back, and now he lives as a ghost. That got canceled. But the Mindy Project got canceled. And it wasn't owned by Fox Network. I think Warner Brothers does it. But then instantly, it turns out most people weren't watching the Mindy Project on Fox. They were watching it on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And it had great ratings on Hulu. It just had shitty ratings on Fox. So Hulu's like, well, we don't want you to give that up. So I think they get a 2-season guarantee out of it. I think they'll get themselves to 100 episodes on Hulu to get syndication.
Oh, good.
So I think Hulu's going to pick them up. But that show had just really, like... It was a show that started off really rocky, and they went through like 8 million cast changes, and sometimes it was about a single girl in New York, and sometimes it was about a doctor, and the friends would come, and the friends would go, and the coworkers kind of changed, and like doctors came and went as they tried to like get it down.
Yeah,
I kind of
watched it on and off. Like,
yeah, and
they kind of like dip my toe in it, and then be like,
it had a lot of growing pains, but then when they would get it right, it would be really funny. But I thought if
that's
New Girl,
one of Aaron's favorites.
Yeah, and I thought if New Girl was getting picked up and almost guaranteed a renewal, but that's a Fox owned show. But New Girl's got renewed. Sleepy Hollow was renewed, but we knew that was coming. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The Last Man on Earth, which I'm not watching that, but I guess everyone loves it.
People
I guess
are saying it's funnier than hell, and I've not...
It's on my summer flu list.
yeah, I'm not sure that one appeals to me either.
Yeah, it just...
But I like, I mean, I really like him, so
see,
that's...
I'm not a huge fan. What he did, some of the stuff on Saturday Night Live, okay.
Yeah.
But otherwise...
He had me at MacGruber. And yeah,
and see, that's where I was like, okay.
Okay, I'm back, yeah. I'm back.
Yeah, like, I was so on board with MacGruber every single week, because right. I'm like, that's
MacGruber.
Just absolutely funny.
Oh my God, and I grew up.
Maybe you just woke up.
Maybe I just woke up. No, watching every fucking episode of MacGyver ever. That was a regular thing in our house.
Well, because he had a mullet, and for one.
Thanks for listening, honey.
And was a crafty night, son sweetie. Of a bitch with a ballpoint pen for two.
Yeah.
I know.
He could do anything. An aircraft carrier out of two pieces of chicken, some wire, and a tic-tac. I mean, boom, you got the whole thing.
But on MacGruber, it blew up every time while he was trying to explain it, and that always fucking cracked me up. And when they turned it into a movie, I never bothered to see it, because it only worked as a 20-second.
Right, as a little tiny clip.
Yeah.
Yes.
MacGruber. I need a paper clip and some chewing gum.
But MacGruber, we only have 20 seconds left. It's going to blow up.
No, here's what I'm going to... Funny.
Always and fucking great. Funny.
Those kind of... That I was... But when the movie came out, I was like, come on.
I didn't see the movie.
There was no way... Because it wasn't funny past 30 seconds, so you weren't going to get to 90 minutes with
you
me.
You cannot hold my attention for that long.
So on CBS, which I have never been a CBS person until recently with The Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mom, but now Stalker, which I really liked, and it's... If you're a fan of The Following, it's Kevin Williamson's other show, and he's a gay... He does horror with a comedy bent and like a lot of pop culture. He did the Scream movies, Dawson's Creek, all that stuff. So now both his shows got canceled. And I really like Stalker. I haven't seen last night's episode. So this
Stalker
week and
got
next
canceled,
week.
You said?
Yeah. So Stalker's canceled. Well,
you're losing your fucking mind over there. Wait, sorry,
that makes me really sad.
Yeah, that was the whole point to this whole sentence. It's okay, Rose.
The rest of them I didn't really give a shit
okay,
about.
It's okay, Rose.
No, the rest of them I didn't give a shit about. That one well, I know.
I'm just going through to show you like the things that I... Like, I know that Harrison watches... one of the shows that I mentioned was...
About a Boy.
About a Boy was Harrison's favorite. And I know that you and I both watched Stalker.
You know, Marty, MASH got canceled, but those are just actors.
So. I think so.
Yeah.
Hawkeye's still alive.
Yeah. It happens.
I think so.
Alan Alda.
No.
Yeah. Frank Morgan died. I mean, Colonel Potter.
He was old as fuck then, right.
Oh, yeah. He's dead. Not on the show, though. They killed off the other one that was kind of rude.
Well, McLean Stevenson. Yeah. They were pissed when he left, so they just killed him off.
And they didn't tell the cast, so that's a real reaction to them finding out what they did to the character. So everything on CBS pretty much got renewed except for...
The Evening
Stalker
News.
Stalker and The Mentalist ended. But Hawaii Five-O's back, The Good Wife, which they were thinking... The Good Wife has enough episodes that they could get rid of that. It'll run in syndication forever. There's like over 100 episodes.
Oh.
Well, and over 100, because I'm still only on like season 4.
Yeah, and it doesn't get good ratings, but they absolutely love the awards and the accolades, and it's one of CBS's best reviewed shows. So CBS is going to play that till they stop giving it awards or nominating it for stuff. NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, The Odd Couple, Madam Secretary, Scorpion, Mike and Molly, Mom, Two Broke Girls, and the Big Bang Theory. Mom and Mom, another one, not really a comedy. And I know it's Chuck Lorre, I don't know how he pronounces his name. It's his apology for everyone for making Two and a Half Men. So now officially everyone but Ducky from Pretty in Pink has apologized for that shit show that was just 12 years of masturbation jokes.
Yeah. John Cryer.
Dick jokes.
John Cryer is the only person, like the religious kid, the half man says don't watch it because it's offensive. Mm. Charlie Sheen left and said it was all like some Jew fantasy. And now he said he found it so unconscionable how badly they all behaved that he's made Mom as the answer to Two and a Half Men of like you have there has to be like
the antithesis.
Yeah, it is the antithesis. You approve of your wording.
That's
there.
Good.
I'm sure John Cryer's just cashing checks. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
but he's but as far as he started off, he's been on a comedy for 12 years, and everybody else is having mental struggles and drug addictions.
He
and
just keeps coming, showing
and
up,
and he just shows up and does his job. And he's like, "You people need to settle the fuck down."
No,
but
shit.
And me, I'm like, "You got 12 years out of one masturbation joke, like that, that show is." Lightly amusing until you're like 15 and then you're like, I don't get this.
Yeah. Right.
So on ABC, which is the lesson we're going to cover, Revenge was canceled, which not really a surprise. It was like two good seasons and then it got really bad. And even I was like, okay, I don't have
time. Because how long can you drag that shit out?
Yeah, I lost so much interest. I'm like, I thought that character died about two episodes back. Cristela got canceled, which for those of us that are watching The View, I think, because ABC does like to stick by its stars, I think Cristela might end up being the replacement host on The View. I think they might throw her that bone to have a comedian in for Rosie O'Donnell.
That's nice.
A little more ethnicity.
Sure.
And she is kind of fun.
Well, that reminds me, I have a question about The View.
I don't find her particularly fantastic. The big surprise is American Crime got renewed. The biggest news of all, though, and this is Gallivant, which was, you know, she's turning slightly bitchward. The musical show that only had
like one episode of that, and it's still on my list of something to watch because there's a guy at work that just raves about it.
It's kind of funny. The music's good. Everybody's charming. It's a really light-hearted, like Monty Python-ish.
And I love Monty Python.
Comedy, and it hits more times than it misses.
That's good.
But even ABC gave up on it, and they
comedy's
did it
hard.
As they backed him up, and especially comedy musical.
Yeah.
That's set in the 16th century. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just so out of your league here.
Right. That but appeals it, to me and like yeah, eight, me. 14 yeah, year yeah. old boys and you, yeah. and that's it. Yeah.
So, but out of nowhere, and everyone had it as 100% being like, like, even ABC gave up on it before they even aired it. Now ABC renewed it, is like, yeah, we'll do eight more. Because so many people had written, I guess a lot of big stars were like, we want in on next season. Like, because yes. they had so many fun cameos.
Uh-huh.
So many famous people had, like, little parts in there, even if it was, like, half a song or just a walk-on.
I love fun cameo shows, though.
So that they
like, bring it back to the
it.
Muppet Show. Like, that's one of the funnest things about the Muppet Boom. Show was the...
Was all was the stars that yeah, were on the there. And that's, and I, now I watch it on YouTube because...
Because uh-huh. they're all on YouTube. Every yeah, one of them is on YouTube.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
So Agent Carter got renewed. Big surprise. Secrets and Lies, which the ending was terrible of the season, so it was good that it got renewed. It was the one with Ryan Felipe where they mm-hmm. find a reason every week to get his shirt off. And it was
like
very good, except for it followed the Australian version, like, to the letter. They just had a different... They would introduce a new character, and then it would be a red herring, like, at the end of every fucking episode. But it was good, and they set it up to go, and then everything got renewed. Fresh Off the Boat, Nashville, Once Upon a Time, The Middle, Black-ish, The Goldbergs, Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, Modern Family, How to Get Away with Murder. And if you're not watching Black-ish, it is to your own detriment.
It's hilarious. No, Black-ish is hilarious.
Because Jack and Diane, those two little kids, because there's the difference between bad child actors and really good child actors.
Yes, and that little girl, that nerdy little girl, my God.
Jack and Diane and Lily are on the same level of like, all right, you people are good.
Hilarity.
Now let's go back to the page here and bang through the rest of us. Now, Elizabeth Wilson died, who's one of my favorite actresses. Turns out she was way older than I thought and way more experienced. But she's Roz from 9 to 5.
Oh!
The
drinker.
I know just where to stick it. No, she's Roz. She's,
oh, Roz had the pin on her lapel. Yeah. Yes. The nemesis.
I know just where to stick it. No. And she's the one that goes off to the Sorbonne to learn an accelerated French.
Yes.
Merci. Merci.
Violet, did you get my report? Yes, Roz, tore right through it.
Tore right through it. I know just where to stick it.
Oh, I didn't realize. How old was she?
Somebody's got to Google that. I want to say she was in her 90s.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Got it.
But she's also in... Because her and Lily Tomlin had a little bit of a work together phase, but she's from she's Dustin Hoffman's mom in The Graduate.
Somebody do some math. She was born April 4th, 1921.
Quick. Well, that would be like what?
So 93. Yeah, 93, 94 years old.
Good job. In charge of all math today. J'approuve.
But it was just so sad, because she's in The Incredible Shrinking Woman, too, and she's absolutely hysterical in that. So
I didn't realize she was in that.
I know her from that little bit of time that she spent in Lily Tomlin movies that I was enjoying, and then she's the mom in The Graduate, but she had a great theater career. She was a Tony Award nominee or winner. I can't remember. I think she was a winner of a Tony and an Emmy nominee.
What was her name again? Forgive me.
Elizabeth Wilson.
Tony Award winning American actress.
Okay, yeah, so she did win a Tony.
Elected to the Theater Hall of Fame in 2007.
Yeah, and a lot of great credits. And Delicate Balance that I just saw with Glenn Close, she was in an earlier revival, I think in the 90s, where she played the crazy sister. So as long as we're sticking with cancellation, so Idol has decided to put a nail in that coffin.
Hooray!
At the end of next season. Now, I was a devotee for many years until Adam...
Lambert?
Adam Lambert lost to a boring white guy. And then the next year, they lost to the boring white guy. And they just kept picking
the boring white guy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just can't watch this show to watch interesting good singers lose to the boring white guy. And none of them did anything. Like, they haven't had anyone make
Adam
a hit.
No, Lambert has.
All the runner-ups seem to do really well.
Right.
Yeah.
But the boring white guy that wins, you never hear about him again. And, you know, I just thought the gray-haired guy that won that one season, what was his
Taylor
name? Taylor Swift. Yeah. Taylor Swift when she was a man.
Yeah.
And like, 45 years old.
I thought that was... Yeah, exactly. I thought that a fluke, and I kind of got the appeal of his... But
I know that my jaw dropped when he won. I was like, what the
And I can't remember
fuck?
Who... He beat somebody really good. Oh, did he beat... He beat What's-Her-Face from Smash, right? Wasn't she
Catherine McPhee?
Catherine McPhee
That's
was the runner up.
My future ex-wife.
They just started to like champion the boring white guy, and I'm like, that is enough.
Yeah, because it's hosted by a boring white guy.
Oh my God, Amy Schumer, you've got to watch it. It's Tuesday nights, tape it, use whatever means you have to get to it, and it's on somewhere. It's just crazy fucking fun.
It's Comedy Central, so it should be on Hulu.
Yeah, it should be on Hulu. Let me look through. We talked about Picture Perfect 2 opens this weekend. I'm not going to be able to see it till Sunday, but I'm so looking forward to it.
I think I might go by myself on Monday.
What's her butt, Elizabeth... What's her name? The one that plays the hysterical color commentator?
Yes.
And she's in she directs it. Because she produced she was the producer on the first one. And when they unexpectedly came with her about a sequel, they were trying to find someone to direct it. And she's like, well, I guess I'll try that.
Sure.
So
sure, let me try. That's how I get all my jobs. Sure, I'll try.
Then...
good night, Ernie.
Stephanie, the Wiz is coming on to NBC as their December live musical event, and they still have not cast
Elizabeth Banks. Is what
Elizabeth
you're
Banks,
for.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And she's wonderful, and she turns out she's got her foot in the producing door, so she brought us Pitch Perfect, and then now she's directing and producing. So
I'm thankful to her.
All female, pretty much an all female centric movie. So we got to support it. Go to the theaters and see it in the theater.
Spend
your cash. So Stephanie Mills, the original Dorothy from The Wiz on Broadway, the reason that you know Ease on Down the Road and Home and all those songs is because of her. She joins the cast as Aunt Em. She's a little too old, just a little long in the tooth to play Dorothy. But she
not
is coming back
makeup
from that.
In the world.
But as far as I know, Aunt Em doesn't have any great songs. I kind of wanted her to be Glinda the Good Witch and get the...
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of disappointed.
Unless she can't sell a song anymore. I haven't heard her anything.
I find that very hard
to
believe.
No, and I agree with you. But I mean, we haven't heard anything from Stephanie Mills in a while. And I don't know. My guess is she's probably been doing local theater or maybe small singing engagements. But I haven't even seen.
And when I saw her name as Alive and Available, I'm like, why the fuck did we just put up with Wilson Phillips at Pride
when Stephanie Mills
is still alive? Like, still alive and kicking.
Well, because we had Sheena Easton.
I know, every once in a while we got to throw a bone to the lesbians. Yeah. I get it. We got to go to the, you know, we got to throw one to the...
We had Joan Jett 1 year.
The L's get something. Yeah. I know, but we can all get on board with Joan Jett.
Statistically, we should be 51% of this population, too.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there.
I know, but you know, there's only so many crying women in barefoot and, or, you know, with hairy armpits that we can take.
Welcome to my last 10 years, asshole.
What's the Sophie B. Hawkins was the one, but I think that was at Flagstaff.
That was in Flagstaff.
Yeah. She was a fucking amazing.
Uh-huh.
And that was a bone they threw to the lesbians that I put in my mouth because she was. And I really did enjoy her.
No, she is a lot of fun live and is talented.
Yeah, and talented and great.
She's
songs.
One of those that you could just kind of forget. You're like, oh, yeah, I like her.
But I love it. I love Dan.
The comment I just make in regards to Stephanie Mills, if you go to Ticketmaster, that bitch is everywhere.
Yeah, that's
she is at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center on the 31st of May with Chaka Khan. She's doing all kinds of other things. She's with the Whispers at the King's Theater in Brooklyn. She's in Lincoln, California. So she's all over.
I will put a net out and catch me some Stephanie Mills this year because that's a voice. That is a voice. And then the last thing is all good things happen at Netflix lately. Like, I just have to tell you, HBO wins most awards, but Netflix
needs to start winning. Every time I see that Netflix logo now, I'm just going
to
watch it.
Yeah, I just have to get on board because.
It's called drinking the Kool-Aid. That's what you've done. You've signed on. You've committed.
I'm drinking it. I'm making it in mass. I'm selling it to you.
I'm in an addiction replacement therapy program right now, so I just need to extend it to television, apparently.
Yeah.
I gave up smoking. I drank more soda. I gave up soda. I'm drinking more coffee. I got to quit this fucking coffee shit, so I'm just going to watch a lot of TV.
You never have
you just plan
home.
All your sleeping for Saturday, for that one day that you can't sit up straight.
Right.
oh, my God. Twilight paralysis or something like that. There's a term that's someone just shared with me, and I didn't know. I've suffered from it a couple times recently, where you're like and it's like somnolent, paraplegic, or quadriplegic. I don't know. I can't remember what it's called, but it's that thing where you where you kind of wake up, but you can't move any part of your body. You're not. You're like in that twilight of awakeness, and you're completely paralyzed, and you realize like you can't lift your head, you can't lift your arms, but you're just awake enough to know that it's not a dream. And then you have to either fall asleep or like struggle to break through.
But then you land in the hospital.
It turns out it's a real. I mean it's nothing to be hospitalized for. But it's a condition of like.
That's what happened when I was like I can't scratch my nose.
Oh, right, right,
that's
right.
Why I'm like, no.
This should pass, or you should fall back asleep. It's where you just don't wake up enough. Turns out it's a real thing. I just found this out this weekend. Somebody like shot out the name for it, and I was like, I just had that recently, and I had it again on Saturday where I was so tired and I like fell asleep on the couch and kind of woke up, but I like couldn't move anything, like couldn't sit up, couldn't stand up.
Is it idiopathic hypersomnia?
That sounds fantastic.
That apparently is sleep paralysis.
Does that come with gravy? Because I would
and hallucinations.
Yeah, I mean it's a weird feeling. Googling. So, anyways, Netflix. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which I knew it was too delightful, and I didn't want to just take it all up in one big bite. No,
that one needs two watches because I climbed on board that particular ship like right when it came out. Like it landed on Netflix, and I had a day off, and I'm all done.
And I was just trying to be like a grown up and be like, I'm going to portion this out. Like, no, this is too much fun.
No, don't do that.
And it was such a mistake because the episode that I came back for was, I don't know what I came back for, but I got to the trial episode and Titus Andromedon just got it fucking done.
And even the whole thing, you're so busy going, what the fuck is happening that you missed some of the joke? Like, you have to go back.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it a month from now, going back and watching all 13 again, because I have rarely laughed that hard and that like just enjoyed a character as much as I do. And you never know what to do with Carol Kane through the entire thing, and then all of a sudden Carol Kane and Jane Krakowski come together for a road trip, and they like they're so strung out and so crazy that at the end of it she's like, I just drove all the way across country with this woman who I do not know. She's like, hi. And they introduce themselves. they've been bitching and fighting in the street, bitching and fighting in the car, and then they get there and they just explain that I'm so fucked up, I don't even know who this is.
Right.
But it's the two main characters.
I love Carol Kane. She's just that space cadet of a...
When she explains how her husband died, I almost shit my pants. I had to watch that
monologue.
They had
me from, like, the theme song. Like, the first episode of the theme song.
Unbreakable.
Like, females is strong as hell.
Unbreakable. And you know how they...
and they... They alive, damn it!
Unbreakable. So, they take an interview with a guy that lives near the bunker, and they interview him about like finding the women in the bunker, and they turn it into a rap
song.
They
auto tune it. What was that app where it turned everything into a song? Remember that?
But they did it with the lady that said nobody
had it. We
have
that app.
Yeah.
But you know how they had the rap song of Ain't Nobody Got Time for That, and they just kept playing her interview about getting bronchitis from the arcades? Well, that's this. So they take, and in the first episode, they show you the interview with him, and then by the second episode, it's now the theme song with him interviewing him, and they just turn it into a rap song, go, Unbreakable.
She's alive, damn it.
It's so fucked up.
So good.
But Cliff, local entertainment people might remember Cliff. I can't think of Cliff's last name at the moment. But it's just Cliff. Like, it's just a big black guy that no one told him he was heavy and didn't look like Tina Turner. Like, he just...
It's very true.
No one told him that Tina Turner's not 270 pounds and balls.
Oh my God. I just realized who you were talking about.
And so here's this character, and he's so talented. He's from Broadway. He was Sebastian in the Broadway version of The Little Mermaid. If you go online, you can find him from Broadway backwards, where they do the male sing female songs and vice versa, and he does. And I'm telling you, I'm not going.
Oh, you're talking about yeah.
Tight, and his name is really
Titus Andromedus. What is his real name? I had it.
His name is Titus Burgess.
There you go.
But he loses an S. The character doesn't have an S. So funny. So then, we've been talking about it for a couple months. Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda's new sitcom, Grace and Frankie. It started last Friday, and because I was like laying on the couch, and Kimmy was so good, I'm like, all right, I'll try one episode. And it starts off a little awkward because.
Of course it starts off a little awkward.
Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston are their husbands that go gay for each other, that they've been sleeping together
for
20
years.
Is there any time you might have wanted to tell us, like, maybe once in the last 20 decades?
Right.
And so it's just, they're such character actors, and you just know them in so many ways that for them to, like, that they're trying to, like, become gay, and everybody's playing younger.
Okay.
Because Jane Fonda is 78 years old. Like, we're not fucking around. She's almost 80.
They're not playing younger, though.
Well, no, they say...
They're playing the women as 80 years old.
No, she's playing in her 60s. They say 60s.
Is she?
Yeah, because everybody's like, oh, I'm almost dead. And she's talking to someone who's clearly 80 years old. Like, right. There's, like, maybe a year between you two.
Because Lily Tomlin's character, I just finished it today.
Does she say how old...
She says something about being 80, yeah.
Oh, okay.
In one episode, she does.
Because Lily Tomlin's younger. Jane Fonda is far older.
Yeah.
I think Fonda's, like, 5 years older than... Her and like 10 years older than the men.
Okay.
But Jane Fonda looks better than all of them.
Oh, she looks fantastic. Are you kidding me? And she makes me want to pop my collar all the time. All of a sudden, I'm like, what?
So the last 5 to 6 minutes of the first episode, they're doing peyote, yeah, with a scarf. Is it too much? Well, she's clinging to the table. The last 5 to 6 minutes of the first episode, they've done peyote. They're sitting on the beach. And Jane Fonda's 80 years old doing physical comedy. Like, she's doing falls. And I'm like, bitch, you're going to break a hip.
No, she's in the sand. She's fine.
Yeah, but that fall in the sand was rough. And the fall into the chair at her daughter's office almost killed me. It's so fucking twisted. But all you have to do, go on your Netflix account and watch the first 4 minutes. And it's like 4 minutes and 2 seconds of the earthquake episode.
Yeah.
And they can't say Facebook, but they're clearly on Facebook. And Jane Fonda is... poking people and getting to know them.
Pokes and tickles and grabs and winks.
Okay, you finger one more guy without meeting him. But they can't use the word poke because they can't say Facebook. So they're using all these euphemisms for poke.
Well, and it's like they're mocking Facebook, and there's another one. There's an actual dating site where you like wink and and things at people. So yeah. Is it Match or is it eHarmony? I don't remember.
But it's just how far they're going to not say poke.
Yeah.
And then clearly, because Lily Tomlin stoned through the whole episode, too.
Through the whole show.
She's smoking pot. That she just loses all hope. And she just goes on a rant about all the things that Jane Fonda is doing to these people virtually.
Right.
And then an earthquake hits, but right up until... But it's just the two of them with whipped cream and eating food and just getting stoned.
Zing, zing, zing.
And it's,
yeah.
They're so on their game.
Someday I hope to have an old lady friend like that.
Oh my god! But you just have to watch the earthquake
Stick
episode.
Around
I think
this
it's episode
show for
five
a while.
Or six. Just watch the first 4 minutes, and you
Deal.
Won't understand what I'm
so
talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last 4 minutes that where their morning comes after their peyote hangover, and they're stuck on the beach in the tide. It's just wrong. So
good.
Funny.
It's
so those
so
are your
good.
Recommendations, and they're not recommendations. Like you just have to.
Yeah. Well, and that one's like a laugh and cry show.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you laugh, holy shit. And then the whole funeral thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And if you didn't see Veep this week, you have to. Like, that was hysterical.
The week before with when he's telling him about the being
absolutely.
Molested over the phone. Is there anybody else in the room? Just Sue. I'm just taking notes.
Hey, Jonas. Hi, Jonas.
It's the golden age of television right now, I swear.
Sure.
So that I knew it was going to be a long entertainment session.
He might have
time.
More if we come back, or when we come back, just after this.
You can.
If not, Kat Carlson's going to take over and attempt to get through entire stories without Al Perkins interrupting her, and we'll
that
see how that
happen.
Goes.
No, that sounds terrible.
Stick around, won't you?
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening again, everybody listening in the chat room and joining us online. Hello, it's The Show. It's Tuesday night. It's the See You Next Tuesday of podcasts. That's who he is. It's me, Clayton McKee, alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins in Studio C, coming to you from a beautifully weathered Phoenix, Arizona, from wherever you are listening from around the world. Hello, and let us know, is it raining where you are? We are in the middle of Al Perkins' entertainment section, and he had a couple or one or two things to follow up, and I have a question for you. So, Al...
Oh, the last thing I have in there, I was surprised how early they did this, but BBC America has renewed Orphan Black for the fourth season. So
good.
And that one I'm saving to watch all at once because I've never watched it episode to episode. Like, even the first season, I did it, like, mostly in a marathon. And I got so frustrated after the first episode. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to save it.
Just wait and I'll do it all at once.
Six and six. Yeah, I can't. No. I get too frustrated because that show's, it's really good. So that's going to be back for a fourth season.
Okay. I have a question for you. I have two questions. One, on The View, I just happened to channel surf the other morning when I was trying to get to CNN, and I noticed that Raven Simone was guest hosting for Whoopi, and I didn't know really what credentials Raven Simone has to be hosting that show. Whenever
she was on That So Raven?
No, I know. I'm aware.
She was on the Cosby Show.
They keep having to pull in, like, Christella's been on there a lot. Like, they keep having to pull in just entertainment people that are available who can fill in, like, and Whoopi's just out for some kind of a family emergency. I don't know what's wrong, but she had to fly to California
because I knew there was the back surgery or the back issue with Whoopi.
Yeah, and now
they changed the chairs. They made a big thing.
Right? Yeah, I remember hearing that.
And she still has her own special chair, but now they're left without a moderator, and clearly no one wants to do it. So there's some woman from, like, Good Morning America Weekend. That's on the one end that kind of does some of them. Nicole Wallace is kind of doing it.
Why doesn't my political wife just step up and do it?
Yeah, and I don't know why. And I guess. I guess. And she's.
I'm gonna send her a message.
Sure.
She keeps acting like she's not on 18 other talk shows. I don't know why she's acting like it's all new to her. But
Nicole Wallace.
Yeah, because she's on MSNBC and she's on somewhere else too. I don't know if she's. But she shows up on the chat shows a lot. Like, she's on TV quite a bit. That she's acting all like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Like, the celebrity part I get, but certainly
Maybe that's just kind of her shtick. She's kind of fallen into that humble, I'm just a behind-the-scenes kind of a girl, and I'm not used to all this makeup, and she really secretly loves it.
But yeah, because
I would.
She's on TV enough that I don't think she gets a chance to not take off that makeup for a while. Like, she's on MSNBC quite a bit. But so now they just moved Raven Simone over to that first position. But,
got it.
But they've all been taking turns doing, like, introducing a story.
Mm-hmm.
No one's really taking it. But anything that's a little harder news, the Good Morning America lady's doing, anything a little bit more, like, not entertainment-wise, Nicole takes, and then anything entertainment-wise,
Chick du jour.
Raymond Simone has been taking. And for some reason, What's Her Butt doesn't take any of them. Rosie Perez. Like, she doesn't start any story.
Any topics.
But, I mean, she's so on the money with... I mean, she's friends with... What's the abuser's name that did the boxing last week?
Tyson.
Merriweather?
No,
Merriweather.
Floyd Mayweather.
Mayweather. Oh, like, yeah, he's a horrible human being, but she's, like, friends with him and, like, a big boxing proponent.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm like, there's just no way to defend that fucker. Like,
yeah. Okay, then I have another question. Mom and I actually were talking about this weekend because there was a news story, and I don't think we covered it or talked about it at all, but... Knowing how much you read, and I'm, for those of you not watching, I'm pointing at Al over here on the green screen. I'm pointing at Al. I know you read a lot in the trade mags in regards to different things to do with cable and what's going on here and there. What else have you heard in regards to a la carte cable? Because I want to say it's a Verizon that was supplying cable to somebody somewhere was trying out a test of a la carte. You want this channel, this channel, this channel.
Well, they need to.
Oh, I would.
Because it's been in the works for a while.
Yeah. I would love for that to happen.
Well, and what's going to happen is companies like HBO are going to force that to happen because then they're going to put out their little a la carte things. Your cable companies are going to have to either. Sorry, I didn't mean to shit on your segment.
No. Oh, good for you though. Jesqui or whatever the word is.
Good. Yeah, the rest of them, like, they're going to have to. Cable companies are going to have to adapt or die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is just how it works, because people like myself have said, fuck you and your $150 a month. I don't really need it, because now, you know what I mean? I can do it for about half the price and get almost the same programming and none of the crap that I don't need,
which
is what happens in your bundle. You get 8 channels that you want and 175 channels that you've never fucking heard of and you're never going to watch.
The statement that you just made about, you know, the cable companies are going to die, what I was thinking of is because I think they bundle all this shit with you, so what's going to happen is networks will die that aren't worth shit.
Yeah. Well, sure. And
because nobody wants to subscribe to that.
And there should be some...
Because you sign up for ESPN and ESPN takes such a big chunk of money, but they throw it down so that we can exist and the MeTV can exist.
Sure.
And, like, the do-it-yourself network and Home and Garden, like, I think Home and Garden might make it, but a lot of those stations are just going to go away because
In a perfect world, that would make programming get better.
Oh, it should, because if you're not good, you're out. We don't have time for you.
But yeah, what's happening is more and more people, it's a whole thing that, I mean, it has a name. It's called cutting the cord, where you cancel cable, you cancel Cox or Comcast or Dish or whatever the hell that you have, and I pay, what do I pay? I pay like $30 a month for my television programming now, because I subscribe to Netflix, I subscribe to Hulu Plus, I'm an Amazon Prime subscriber, so that's 10, 15, or 10, 20, 30-ish. And then if I wasn't stealing it, which I am, it would be HBO for $15 a month. So I'm $45 in to what I would, to everything that I want to watch. There's very few things that I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't get that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like The Walking Dead is one, and that's only because my in-laws have one of the satellite providers that isn't compatible with A&E. I don't remember which one it is, because otherwise I'd steal that too. yeah. You know what I mean? There are very few things that are on television that I want to watch, that my entire family wants to watch. Like, it's not even just me. Like, you could say, oh, I'm a specific case and I'm, you know, a bandwagon follower or whatever. But no, my entire household is none the worse for wear.
Right, right.
For not having cable. Like, we all have Hulu. It has kids programming. It's got whatever she wants to watch. You know what I mean? It's got everything. So the cable company is going to have to adapt and going to have to provide more options. Otherwise, people are going to say, well, I can pay a whole lot of money for shit I don't need, or I can pay a whole lot less money for just as much as I need.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and HBO was always an a la carte. Like, you never got that as part of the package.
Right.
And
you always had to pay extra for that.
What everyone wants out of cable is ESPN. Like, that's the...
And that's the hard part.
That's the name brand that you're getting with your cable is CNN, ESPN, you know, like your foreign news channels, ESPN, and maybe a cooking, like a Bravo, now that they change, like they sell, but like Logo will die because people are either, if they're not going to be able to steal it, then they're just not going to watch it. So there's all these channels that are going to go
they may away. Not die, but they may have to get more inventive on how to live.
Yeah, but ESPN's the one that's going to be it's going to be so expensive to do an a la carte ESPN, because ESPN knows that you're willing to pay $145 for cable
just to get ESPN.
Just to get ESPN.
And that is the hardest part about cutting the cord. Like, you know what I mean? Super Bowl came around and we're like, oh, fuck, how do we do that?
Yeah.
You know, we're lady basketball watchers. So that comes around and we're like, oh,
lady
shit.
Basketball watchers.
I know.
that's what it turns into is now you don't have the blank check anymore where nothing's off limits. But once you start doing a la carte and you're like, oh, I don't want that channel. They're like, oh, but one time a year.
Yeah.
That's the most important channel.
I think the bundles
TV.
Will get more creative though and more. Right. More specific.
But this whole story will be run by HBO, ESPN, one of the cooking channels, and like a Bravo or an A&E. Yeah. I mean, AMC now is going to be... AMC has branded themselves so well that AMC is going to be one of the pricier ones to get to.
Yep.
Because they know the viewership. Like, no one's giving up... I mean, I know you guys all look at me like I'm crazy, but like, seriously, no one's giving up The Walking Dead.
Right.
It's the highest rated show on television without adding in DVRs or alternate...
Right,
ways to watch it. So if you figure
watch,
that show's
Nielsen,
got that many viewers on a live Sunday night, then
because
well,
you
think
can't
of
get
how
to it
people.
In a lot of other streaming ways.
Yeah.
Like, you can only get to it if you have A&E on your cable package, and you can get it on demand that way. You can't get it through any of the others. You have to wait almost an entire year for it
to
hit
get it on Netflix.
Yeah, you can buy it per episode on Amazon.
You
can pay $2 an episode and watch it live as it goes on Amazon.
But I mean, the phenomenon of The Walking Dead is really going to change TV. Like, that will AMC is now a brand between Breaking Bad, which didn't have high ratings but A&E. A lot of awards. AMC. No, AMC.
Oh, they are on AMC.
Yeah.
Why do I keep thinking they're on A&E?
Because I think A&E is Bates Motel.
Oh, okay. And Intervention.
And the Duck People.
And
the duck fuckers.
Oh, that's right.
That's why they did.
Duck
that's
fuckers.
Why the Duck Fuckers. That's why Bates Motel did so well the first season, because
it followed the Duck Fuckers.
When the Duck Fuckers were still a thing. They were on directly afterwards, so they got good ratings. And then people have stuck around. The Duck Fuckers are gone, but
thank God
that shit's still going on. Yeah. So I mean, that really will change. Plus, every once in a while, American Movie Classics still plays a movie.
A movie, sure.
Like, MTV occasionally plays a music. Don't know.
Occasionally.
Okay, well, that answered that question. That, and now it's time to move on.
Well, tonight in the sports theme, but more of an internet theme, I've got just for Marnie 2 counts of car fucking. I've got a smoking baby. I've got a lesbian wedding. I've got an Instagram robber. And the strongest vagina ever.
Ever?
Ooh, Marnie.
Ever.
I didn't know you were award winning.
About me.
It sounds,
story also for Marnie.
Sounds very gripping.
J'approuve.
J'approuve indeed.
Oh my hat.
In a funny anecdote, when I first started listening to the show.
Feedback kind of thing? Does anybody else hear that?
There's a little hump. Oh, do I have a thing?
When you plug in that power supply.
Am I feedbacking to you?
No, it's not feedback. It's a hum.
A hum? Am I humming?
I thought it was something when you set that down. I'm sorry.
Oh, you just touched that. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm electric. Wow. So boogie, woogie, woogie.
She's electric. That,
well, then my thing will die. All right. All right. No, I'll be all right.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
That's pretty wild.
I'm electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. So when I...
I'm going to do the electric slide.
So I've been a long-time listener of the show, almost from the get. And many times, because I would listen in my car, and I'd be driving along, and I would scream it at everyone in this room, and Buddy or Katie, as the case may be, and I would seriously be in the car, just screaming at the radio, at whatever it was. There were weeks and weeks in a row when it was Cumberbatch.
I know. Benedict Cumberbatch.
And many other things. But one of the things that always stood out, especially early on in the show, is why does Marnie always have a story about some dude fucking weird stuff, right?
Always.
It's true.
She did.
It's true.
I know.
It's an alarming insight.
And so perhaps there are listeners out there like me who wondered, A, how she found all this shit, and two, if there was ever any actual evidence. Well, just this week, as I was perusing the internet...
The mechanophile, you found something?
I did. I found several mechanophiles, uh-huh. In fact, and photo and video evidence of such.
Okay, ouch. I like...
Good morning.
I like it.
Good morning, D. The video was my favorite.
Hey, D. Oh, but, yeah, I can't imagine.
Two separate articles. First, in a bizarre moment, a man was caught on camera having sex with his Porsche.
Yes.
A strange tryst was filmed by a security camera in Thailand over the weekend. Now I'm less surprised.
Yeah.
He's in Thailand.
They fuck anything in Thailand.
The man dressed in a t-shirt and trousers.
Thailand down for us?
Oh, they know.
I don't think we have. I don't think
they'd
we
have to take
Thailand
their dick
before
out of something
the
to listen.
The entire continent of Asia is out.
Wow.
Yeah,
but this just killed me. The man dressed in a t-shirt and trousers was seen at first coyly walking around the Flash motor inside
doily?
A garage. Coyly.
Oh, coyly.
Coyly.
I don't know how you walk. Coyly. Doily.
Coyly around your
shoulders,
doily.
Yeah.
After checking to see that no one was looking, he proceeded to get intimate with both the front and rear ends of the vehicle.
No.
What are you
He's
fucking
bi.
In the front of? What are you fucking the front?
Totally. I don't even know. What's in the front of a Porsche?
Well,
even
a radiator.
This one did not
ouch.
Have a video.
Oh, this well, one. Sadly, no home. Video. Sadly.
I mean, are you just like
turns
dry
out,
humping it? I want to see the video.
Turns out he's... Well, no, this one's not the video. I'll show you the video in a second. Turns out this particular man in Thailand is an American.
Wow.
We're so proud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Claudia, welcome to your people.
Wave that flag.
My new American citizen friend. He's 62 years old and has told about how he has had sex with more than 1,000 cars in his lifetime. His usual conquests have included roaring Mustangs, luxury Jaguars...
Roaring.
Jaguars. And even attack helicopters.
Oh.
A Jaguar.
I know. And then immediately after that, I scroll down whatever ridiculous site I was reading and find a video that is reportedly going viral, because why wouldn't it?
Oh, duh.
Did it catch a virus
of a man,
or is it going viral?
Of a man in Brazil making love to a car's exhaust tailpipe.
Making love.
Making
out
love.
Of
making,
nothing at all.
Out of nothing
sweet
at all.
Love.
Notice, out of a car. I'm going to go ahead and play this so that
love.
Al can
I
react.
I said fucking a car is what I said.
Look at him go.
You got to hit play.
Did
hit,
I not?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't see anything.
Go. What? Oh, video not found. It's been removed already.
I bet it has.
Son of a bitch.
From Porsche.
Well, at least from
damn
the
it.
From
it
the brief graphic I got of that. I see how it's done. I
he's
just
all crouched down in the spider position.
I just don't understand fucking the top of the car unless you're just dry humping the roof. You know, a nice wax job.
What?
You know, wax on, wax off.
I'm going to give you a light bell.
J'approuve.
For that.
Uh-huh. Did j'approuve?
Much akin to a titty fuck, if you will.
Yeah. Well,
got you.
Yeah.
What? I mean,
maybe?
If you will.
Maybe.
What? I've watched
little
porn.
Titty
it's
fuck.
A thing.
No. There you go.
Plenty of it.
Little titty fucking.
Good Lord.
You said it you're Marty's teaching it in school.
Little titty fucking.
That's okay. Thank you. All right.
Show me on the doll where
are
that
you
happens.
Stunned?
Oh.
Right there.
She's pointing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a different type of chin up.
Meanwhile on Instagram. Fury. Over an Instagram of a smoking baby photo.
No?
A photograph of a baby smoking a cigarette uploaded to a popular social networking site has caused controversy in
dun,
Spain.
Dun, dun, dun!
I know. The photograph, which shows an adult hand holding the lit cigarette to the baby's mouth, was uploaded to Instagram.
Spain or France?
Spain.
All right. France, I would have believed it.
I know, right? Is a baby?
Oh, slap.
Is your baby, baby smoking?
Just we own baby.
Oh, you American babies and you're smoking.
J'approuve.
Yeah. Your diaper bores me.
The photograph has amassed over 2,600 likes and over 36,000 comments since it was posted in January. The photo was uploaded by Instagram user something Spanish from La Pelroja de Baroy.
Does that look bad?
No, who knows? Delicious.
With the caption that said, already smoking at a year old. Love you, little one. You're my fucking life.
And nothing says that more than a cigarette.
Not in real, nothing at all.
In related news, Parents of the Year nominee.
I love the segue.
Do you like it? Click fail.
This isn't where I thought the story was going.
This isn't where I was going. Is that not where you thought it was
going?
No,
I thought for sure Benson Hedges or Territon or one of those companies had decided that their new marketing campaign is going to be to infants.
Yeah. Oh, no. You've come a long way, baby. Literally.
In the first 12 months of life, we gotcha.
Baby, smoke them again.
The Twitterverse
yes.
is up in arms.
Oh.
Up in arms. Or in thumbs.
I cried union.
Continuing on Instagram.
I just realized this says happy fucking birthday. Yeah. Just realize it.
They're not
right. I mean, you are right on it.
I was busy earlier doing shit.
The pulse.
The plates do as well. Oh,
yeah. The napkins.
And the napkins.
Well.
There you go.
Happy fucking birthday.
Also posted recently on Instagram, an accused bank robber posted a video of the entire incident on Instagram.
Proud. He's just proud.
Well, as it turns out, he claims that he did not actually rob the bank. He just passed a note that said, please give me money.
Oh, I did see this story. Yes.
Please.
Yeah. For real, I didn't even do it for the money, you understand? I didn't do that for the money. I knew my pick would get exposure.
Let's go for it.
Says Dominic as he sits in Virginia Beach Correctional Center on Wednesday.
Yes.
He was accused of robbing Town Bank at Virginia Beach Town Center, posted pictures and video on his Instagram account showing the note he gave to the teller at the branch, as well as the teller piling money onto the counter. The note says, I need $150,000.
Please.
In nickels.
Yeah. No, I need $150,000. 150,000 bands right now. Please. Police take 3 to 4 minutes to get here. I would appreciate if you...
Could do it in under two.
No, I would appreciate if you ring the alarm a minute after I am gone.
Oh.
Make sure the money doesn't blow up on my way out. That's his entire note.
So kind with his...
I know.
This man was not armed, and he contends that he never actually demanded money and that the teller simply gave it to him. He took it, and he left the bank.
Mm.
I know. Within half an hour, Virginia Beach police officers found him and arrested him. Get down in the dirt, they screamed at him. And he said, all right, cool. So he lays down in the dirt.
How'd they find him? From the blown up money?
No, he posted all of this on Instagram. No, he did. And the thing that's interesting to me...
Stupid.
...is did he do anything illegal, though? Like, he's...
He just asked her for money.
He passed a note, said, I need money, call the cops after I leave, didn't threaten her, wasn't armed... Didn't have an accomplice.
He just withdrew anything, money.
And he just passed a note that said, I need money.
Because she could have said, no, thank you.
Yeah, she could have said,
I
considered your kind request, and no.
After much consideration, fuck off.
Yeah, in terms of the crime.
It was well-mannered. Everyone's well-mannered in the story.
Oh, that's right. Not fuck off.
Yeah.
No, sir.
So did it say anything else? Were charges been filed?
Have been filed. He's been arrested. He's awaiting arraignment and trial and the whole thing.
Okay.
So I hope to continue to follow up on this.
Because that's intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because no gun, no weapons, no nothing. Didn't threaten anybody.
Courteous.
Didn't hurt anybody. He said, his note said, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I took a chance. I asked. You gave it to me. I left.
I know.
I laid down on the ground when they asked me.
Right. Peaceful. Did everything he was asked. I don't think he broke any laws, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like give him the money. Or at least make him return it. I mean, that's legit, too.
Call it a wash.
Sure.
Just say, with an apology written.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has deplorable handwriting, so maybe he should type the next one.
Well, there's the crime.
I'm like, what?
Now we found the crime.
Yeah. But tales and tales of Instagram.
That's, I mean, that'd be a fun place. That'd be a fun case to try.
I like, would. Yeah.
He asked for money. She gave it.
She
to
gave
him.
It to him. Yeah, she was She was clearly following robbery protocol.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Which is drilled and drilled and drilled into a bank teller's head. Like, yeah. This is what you
but
do.
But he
when
didn't
they
know that.
Right. Well, or maybe he did know that, but still,
sure.
Passed the note. Said, please give.
Let's
me
all
money.
Go to the bank tomorrow with notes and see how much money we can
that's
get.
That's how I got all my dogs.
Please give me your dog.
Or, please come with me.
Hey, we'll you fly. Dog minding your own business, taking a walk, get into my car, and I will trap you in my yard forever.
Please.
Yeah. And see, I made up this sign saying, are you missing this dog? I'm only going to show it to my mom.
Smile.
But I'll even duplicate it, walk around the house all day long carrying it.
And I asked the dog multiple times, do you know where you live?
Yeah.
Patty.
No response. Yeah. No response
whatsoever.
How rude.
All right. Now segueing into lesbian news. Brittany Griner got married. Yay!
Now, is this the woman she beat?
Yes.
Yep. Same one.
And was beaten by.
Same. I know. They beat the crap out of each other about 3 weeks ago and got married on South Mountain.
Right here in the greater Phoenix area.
Right here in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Mercury fans, very, very nervous for the season because now we've got domestic violence bitch and now we've got freshly married bitch. We don't know which one's going to make more baskets.
Who do we like?
Neither one's getting laid.
I know. Diana Taurasi's just on the talk show circuit. I saw her. I was sitting in a bar the other day and I looked up and I was like, son of a bitch, that's Diana Taurasi. Get off the TV.
Because she shouldn't be on the TV?
Because she is not playing this year, and so we're very, very mad.
Yeah, took a season off.
Oh, did you not know that? No, yeah. Diana Taurasi, our star player and has been for about 20 years.
Yeah.
It's about time that bitch retired.
Didn't the Europeans, aren't the Europeans was, playing her to take
yes,
it off?
Yes, the team that she country, plays for.
Right. See, I made shit on your segment, but I listen.
I know you do. I've never accused you of not listening. Right. That's over Fair. Here. No, Diana Taurasi.
That's over here. Oh. Oddly, wait, I caught that.
Wait,
fuck
nudge,
you.
Nudge.
Join us next week when we'll have no segment involving Kat Carlson.
Let's rewind an hour and a half where Clayton said, I wasn't listening to you at all.
It's no, fodder for the listeners.
I think she plays for, doesn't she play for the Russians or the Australians?
Cosmonauts, I'm not sure.
Cosmonauts.
Totally the cosmonauts. Yeah, Diana Taurasi was paid $1 million to not play this year's Mercury season. And she's contract bound, but can take time off. You know what I mean? Like, there's something in the contract that it's worth her while to take a leave of absence. Okay. And so, no, she will not be playing.
Wow.
Nay, nay, she said.
Nay, nay.
Nay, nay.
Ha. Well, there you have it.
And there it is.
I like it.
All right.
And her girlfriend's, does her girlfriend play too? Because her girlfriend's tall.
Tennessee Shock or Oklahoma Shock.
Yeah.
Now, is that the two in the stink or what makes it a shock?
The one in the pink.
You gotta practice for the it's, two in the
stink. One in the pink is.
You gotta train for that.
And now you just look like
you're, girl.
And now you just look like you're in a gang.
Yeah,
I don't want to be in
that's
this
a
gang.
Lesbian gang
third gang
sign. I don't want to be a two in the pink, one in the stink.
When was
gang?
The last time you were at Christown Mall? Because you may have inadvertently joined a gang.
Yeah. You don't.
It
know.
Happened to me one time.
Don't go to that Costco. You don't know.
I was part of a gang. What I thought was a lovely scarf was really. A gang initiation in Christo Mall.
I thought they were just being friendly. Turns out I was being jumped into it.
They walked me right to the casket store.
Yeah, it was fine. You were good.
If you've never been to the beautiful Christo Mall,
yeah. Oh,
what's it called now? It's got
Spectrum.
Spectrum.
Yeah, all the spectrums of dead. All the different places on the dead spectrum you can land. There's an actual casket store in there that I take pictures of.
Shut up.
Every time I go in, I take pictures outside the casket store.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm like, wow, you really know your clientele and how long they're going to live in here when you can buy your casket on the way out. Or before you shop. Let's see, I need sneakers. I need something from Claire's
Boutique. I need new contacts.
And then probably something to be buried in to get out of here.
Well, because I'm never going to get out
of here. Yeah, no one makes it out of here alive.
No. Uh-uh. That's what that store should be called.
It is the best. Next time I go, I'll take a picture for you.
I'm always concerned that the reason that that's there is because there's some questionable people in the mall that they just may need to have that to ask you to leave. You know, well, he's already dead, so just take him out. That looks better.
He got shot over there. He got buried over there. It's really a win-win.
Yeah. Legit.
They only have
one-stop shopping.
That's the place where Barbara Seville locked her bike up on the bike rack, and somebody came and stole the entire
bike rack. It's true.
And people sat there and watched it go on.
Oh.
And they picked up the bike rack full of bikes and put it in the back of a truck and drove off.
That's magnificent.
And because Barbara was like,
holy
shit. What happened? And people told her, they're like, oh, this truck just came up. They're like, you didn't stop or call the cops? You're like, no, we were too amazed.
I just picked it up.
It was one of those things where they said, please, and you know.
I love a brazen criminal.
that goes so far beyond like the pale of like, they just took the whole bike rack.
That's fantastic.
Now, the truck may have had a sign on the side that said bike maintenance or something like mall maintenance. And they were just like, oh, well, maybe. I don't know. I'm just
probably
guessing.
Probably not.
Fix
the
flap.
It was probably a 1978 Ford F-150.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I know. But I'm saying it probably wasn't a maintenance vehicle. It was probably just an old, probably Ford. I'm imagining a Ford.
In my mind, the phrase late model Buick came up.
Ooh.
I do saw love something a late model that Buick. Bounced is
because I always love when you watch the news and the assailant base. the perp was seen in a late model Buick, and I'm like, well, that does not narrow it down here in Phoenix. Where like it's either a new car or a late model Buick. Like you only have two choices,
two options there.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of late model Buicks,
she's sitting right there. She can hear you.
Kim Anami and her legendary weightlifting vagina commenced their European leg
of
their world
tour.
That's
the other name I use. That's my AKA.
Meet Kim Anami. She lifts weights with her vagina, and she's about to embark on a European leg of her world tour.
I'm going to need some time off.
Again, I just have to stress, it's not a muscle.
Oh. Apparently it is now.
No.
The force like to be reckoned with.
Remember Kegels. I told you about that documentary about the guy with a little dick that he got broken up with because his girlfriend said his penis was too small?
Mm-hmm.
So he did that whole documentary, and they had the thing where they...
Size matters.
That they
I listened to your segment, too.
They were lifting weights with his penis, and then the doctor was like, okay, I don't care who says it. Right. It's not a muscle. Like, you're causing horrible damage to your penis pretending it's a muscle.
Well, maybe Kim will end up damaged, but... The life and sex coach is infamous not only for her self-proclaimed legend, wait for it, dairy vagina, but also for bringing the ancient art of vaginal kung fu to the masses.
Vaginal kung fu. Oh my God, that's my new favorite. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Vaginal. She describes herself as a provocateur, innovator, illuminator, catalyst, quantum leap life and intimacy coach, sexual muse, liberation master,
vaginator,
and pleasure savant. No. She counts being
I like the last one, because that's what I'm looking for in a mate. Pleasure savant.
I think she would frighten the hell out of me.
Where do you fall on the spectrum? I'm a pleasure savant.
She counts being able to shoot ping pong balls from her vagina as an essential life skill. In fact, she says it's every woman's
that's what you're
God-given
doing wrong.
Right.
You're not shooting. You're...
That's right, Harrison. I agree.
You're not shooting enough ping pong balls out of your yoo-hoo.
I didn't realize I was having an issue until you.
You're
freeing it up.
Well, according to Kim, it's an essential life skill. Right.
I put pump for you.
Yeah. Now everybody's glad the video's down. It was bad enough hearing it, let alone seeing it.
Yeah.
Kim has for the past five or six months, been on a world tour where she lifts objects. Where she lifts objects indigenous to the local area with her vagina.
For example. Okay, wait. So she's in Africa lifting monkeys. For example.
Oh my
cacti.
God.
In Bali, she lifted coconuts.
Of course she did.
An array of tropical fruits and a seashell.
An array.
Okay,
in Los Angeles.
Lifted a seashell.
In Los Angeles, she lifted a
dirty cop.
No better.
A gang member.
A surfboard. Shut up. A surfboard. Gluten-free organic donuts.
Thank God they're gluten-free.
That is not a donut.
And cold-pressed juices.
May I ask you a question?
Please.
How is any of the shit heavy?
No.
None of it's heavy.
Pick up that cake with your vagina.
I double dog dare
you. Get a rope. Get a rope.
Clayton McKee, do you have any rope?
Oh, he's probably
sadly, yes, we do, but...
But we're not getting it tonight.
All I want you to do is
That'll
find the clip
the
of when Titus tries to find out why Kimmy is afraid of Velcro, and he just unvelcros a shoe, and she slaps it. That would be my immediate reaction.
She slaps him.
Yeah, my immediate reaction to a gluten-free, organic, wait for it, donut? No.
Yes.
No. No.
Well.
If you went donut, fuck you, gluten-free people.
For real.
Just don't fuck with donuts.
Well, continuing in my story.
Fuck you.
Kim the Vagina Lifter is now embarking on the European leg of her tour, and she needs your help.
Oh, God. If she wants to go fuck me.
Well, it could be a go fuck
She's going to lift a bottle of wine.
She wants suggestions for locations and backgrounds to be featured in lifting spots, along with indigenous items she might lift.
Uncircumcised penises. Okay. I'm thinking about
don't
the things
think now, that I am not writing that.
Now, oh, no, there's all kinds of... She's on Instagram. There's all kinds of photos.
I now understand how she does it, because that's... I'm watching
Did
a video.
Did you look it up?
Oh, yeah. I'm watching a video right now with their little friend that she...
Lifted?
Good. No. No. There's an apparatus.
Wasn't that something in Asia that you lifted?
In terms of background, she's...
Wow.
She's,
how old is she?
I don't know. She looks for spots which are architecturally beautiful and or unique.
Everyone's looking for her spot.
As she puts it, make them pretty or witty, kids. You can follow Kim's travels on Instagram. Keep your eyes peeled from the start of June if you live in Barcelona and Venice, as she has pinpointed those as her first destinations.
I want her to lift a bull.
I want her to lift a bowling ball.
That'd be fun.
No, the bull.
Wow.
She's in Spain. No, España.
I'm not disagreeing, but I mean, like, she... I want that,
it's
too.
Just well, weird.
It's you can make... She can lift many things.
I feel like she takes, like, one of those things, you know, the anchors that you have to put into a wall. Like,
no, right. That's not it.
You can make suggestions of things for Kim to lift with her vagina.
Right, or bull.
Using the hashtag, things I lift with my vagina.
I am not that hashtag.
I'm totally using that hashtag. You've got until May 25th.
Hashtag it is not okay. Done.
If Kim lifts or features your suggestion, you'll win. No, huh? You'll win complimentary access to the next round of vaginal kung fu.
Complimentary access to her vagina.
So you two can become a vaginal kung fu master.
I'm going to draw you a picture, Marnie.
I'm very nervous about this picture.
Oh, this is easy. This is easy.
Is it a picture of vaginal kung fu?
Well, no, it's kind of.
Kind
of. So this is... So what she's got is... Swear to God, I just watched it. On one end, this is one end. And it's got a rope
anchor,
or a chain.
If you will.
And this is one of those hooks that lesbians oftentimes put car keys on a belt loop.
Sure. Yeah.
Like a carabiner?
No.
Like a
grappling hook. Like those hooks that have the spring-loaded little hooks.
Carabiner. Yes, carabiner.
Well, you know what you call it. I don't know. So this is up, you know, and then she grips real hard. And then she hangs things from this and she lifts them on the video.
Yeah.
And then when she's done, she pops it out and shows everybody. Like, it's weird.
She's a talented lady.
It's weird. It's
talented lady.
Pops it out and shows everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrifying.
Oh, the best part of the video is when they're like, you could see them asking her how she does it, and she just pulls it out and just goes,
there it is.
There it is. And then she just picks up, she straps two little dumbbells to it and stands there.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
A little?
Little weird. Yeah.
Do you think what you done did? Look at what she done.
I'm gonna have a really good time looking up the hashtag. Things I lift with my vagina.
I posted the hashtag to our Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
For the news. Is the news a private page? Do I need to do that?
Yeah, no, that's a thing. That's just us.
That's a thing.
Yeah, and again,
is
under
it a thing you can lift with your vagina?
You lift with your vagina. You need to put hashtag. It is not okay.
And it's not safe for work. Video.
I feel like God bless her.
It's not safe for work.
God love her, and if she can make money off lifting things,
I'm
with their
sort of
cooch,
concerned for a love interest in her life. But you know, to each his own.
Yeah, maybe she'll lift her.
Yeah,
you lift me her. Up. That's all I know.
Je n'approuve. Like
Je n'approuve pas.
Je n'approuve pas.
You got to put the pas at the end of the verb.
Yeah, you got to put the pas in. Period.
I actually Good need Lord. You to. Email that to me.
I sure will.
Yeah, thanks. Because I really just need to have that phrase of what she believes the names that she goes by. The pleasure, whatever.
Oh, that list? That's my favorite. Would you like me to read that again? Because
I
enjoyed that a great deal.
That list, I would like to have that though as well.
She describes herself as a provocateur. Innovator, illuminator, catalyst, quantum leap, life and intimacy coach, sexual muse, liberation master. and pleasure savant.
I'm telling you.
I know. I feel like I want to steal some of those.
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to add some of those to my profile.
I think I'm going to add.
Oh, especially on your new presidential page.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I already liked it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, I already liked it.
Thank you. Normally, I'm not a conformist like that. I just don't like things when people suggest it. But I figure this one may go somewhere.
I felt safe. I feel good about that. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
So well, for those of you that are wondering what we're talking about now, I have created my presidential campaign Facebook page.
Now I got to find it.
Yeah. Oh, I've invited you to it. Go look at your notifications.
She invited you to it. Don't worry about it. No. You'll get there.
You'll get there. It is Dr. Ben, parentheses, Cat Carlson.
Parenthetically, Jesus.
I tried to do parenthetically, but they wouldn't let me. They kicked it out, so I had to do quotation marks. Dr. Ben, parenthetically, Cat Carlson for president.
I like it. It's a bald eagle and four ethnically vague people.
Yeah, I know, isn't that
fabulous? That's fabulous. Uh-huh.
I know. So I can't wait to start posting my ridiculous.
Also, then put that list of things up there.
I sure. You know what? I'm totally going
to
put that.
I think
on my
to.
Political
yes,
page.
I think you should. It's as
gonna
well, be, you should.
It's going to be a really good primary season for me because
well,
now,
if nothing else,
I've got
hell
a horse
a
in the race.
Hell of a debate point.
I've got a horse in the race, or here. These kids.
Well, or an egg in the vagina. Either way.
Or an egg in the vagina, for sure.
Which is totally different than what it sounds.
Right. You would think one thing, but no.
No.
Totally.
We're not talking about something already there.
Diff.
We're talking something.
Oh, I've added so much. I gave you your new slogan for your campaign.
It's good.
I know. Yep.
I've got I lift things, hashtag I lift things with my vagina.
I lift things.
So many things. I can't post
I either cut myself or I've got raspberry under my fingernails.
I'm
I can't,
hoping it's raspberry.
It's not painful, so I'm thinking it might be raspberry.
Might be raspberry.
Good.
All right. What do I need? Do I need more?
That's real good, too.
I've got more. What do I
got? Oh, yeah. I had a little piece. Mm-hmm. Tarts. I just find them very difficult to, like, eat. Like, I need them on a plate.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It.
Like, as I said, just go with it. You can't cut that
to
and make that
cut,
meat.
Right.
No, you just got to go in that like an angry gazelle.
Yeah. I just made sure there was nothing peach, because they did have many peach options. That would take you to a whole
they're
new
delicious.
Level.
Would you like a piece of tart?
Tart.
Did you have a tart? Did you have a question you wanted me to ask? You said you and your mom came up with a question.
Jesus, in 3 hours you haven't gotten that over?
Is it time for that?
Well,
let's do that.
Are you done with yours?
You said you were going to pass me
like
a note in gym class.
I feel like that's a high point to end on.
I didn't,
that was kind of my plan.
Because, come on.
I didn't, but I know.
Provocateur.
But I know what we can do to get us.
Pleasure savant.
Right?
See, everybody's getting something out of that.
Well,
I know what we can do.
You have to name the show, I Lift Things With My Vagina.
Oh no!
Hashtag.
Oh no! There's no. It's better.
My vagina lifts
things. Yeah, I think that there's some way
no.
better.
It's vaginal kung fu.
Yeah, thank
yes!
you. Thank you.
That's.
I was like, no, there's.
That is the. It's fantastic. Yeah, that's
vaginal
it.
Vaginal kung fu. Indeed.
No, we'll do this, and this will get us into the next thing.
All right.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
Oh, yeah.
They just put this up here and I was like, oh, no.
Well, I guess
so the question that we came up with, and this can be our a part of it, and then
could be our warm up.
Mom, we were talking about, and I don't know if there's a website that goes with this. It's
hashtag I lift things with my vagina.
Song lyrics, no song, a song lyric or a line of a song that really grabs you, or that you like. For example, for me, one of the lines that I hear over and over, and I just think it's a great line. It's the phrasing. Faith. No, it's. From Hotel California. Mm-hmm. It's the talking about, you know, you can check out, but you can never leave.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that's a great, in the context of the story of the song, I just think it's great. You can check out, but you can never leave.
Right.
But I wonder if there is a line to a song that you've ever heard, like it's just, it's a great, it means something to you, or you just think it's a great way to say something. Mm-hmm. That was what we were talking about.
Yeah, I need to.
Big O Jed left a light on.
Yeah.
Wrapped up like a douche.
I don't. Yes.
Bake me a pie of love.
like since I
don't even know where you're going with that.
Bake me a pie of love. Whoa.
Oh. Take me to Steve Winwood. Higher love. Bake me a pie of love.
Wow, you got to work for that one.
Yeah, that's
exactly. I sure do, but that's how I heard it my entire life. But you're looking for lyrics that have moved you.
Yeah, just is there some lyric of a song that even if you don't necessarily like the whole song, or if it's something, is there a line in a song or just a lyric that you're like, that's good. That was a great way to say that, or just something. And I would figure for you there'd be, because there's a lot of those things in Donna Summer.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I just wondered if there was something that stuck out.
Again, only the second time you've said that.
Yeah, luckily we have to go to, and I had to go to Google because I want to get it right for
more
mine.
More than
yes, actually, and it's from a band that Al loves.
REO Speedwagon. Oh yeah,
the other one.
And it's from "Time for Me to Fly," which is one of my all-time. I love that song. And it says to know that. Oh, but I'm tired of holding on to a feeling that I know is gone. I do believe that I've had enough. And that, I do believe that I've had enough, is one of my, just that line in and of itself, is one of my favorites in any song.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just done. And the way that they sing it, and for the time in my life that I was listening to it, was just, every time I hear it, it just somehow makes me just damn near happy, like, with hearing that. Like, I'm good. It's not enough. Walking away. And so, yeah, REO Speedwagon, "Time for Me to Fly."
Gotcha.
I do believe that I've had enough.
Yeah. There you go. I actually have a lot of emotional attachment to music just kind of throughout my life. Like, every song is a memory, and every song is an emotion, and every song is a thing. So I have
It's funny that that's exactly how they meant it to be. I didn't know if you realized that.
Not everybody attaches that
way,
though.
I agree.
No, but I think that that's what they mean to have happen. But no, I agree with you. I do the same thing.
Maybe, and maybe they're just making money. Who knows?
Some.
So my answer varies, like, day to day, time period to time period. And the first thing that popped into mind is actually a recent and popular song. It's called "Nothing Really Matters" by Mr. Probs. P-R-O-B-Z. Okay. You might know it if you heard it. It's kind of, you know, catchy and recent, very recent. And the line in it that catches me every time is, "I don't need air because I breathe her."
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, and it just falls in there. So that is my answer.
I like
du jour.
Mr. Probs, whatever?
P-R-O-B-Z, yeah. Nothing really matters.
And I agree with Harrison. There are so many, but that one, as you just said, Kat, that one jumps out at you right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a number of
things. And there are
things.
Plenty. Like, there's some angsty Alanis Morissette shit that, like, right. really rang with me at one time. And there's,
you know,
some really angry Limp Bizkit shit that really, like, identified with me at one
and
time.
And there's some very sweet things from, like, John Legend that's out now. And, I mean, just, and James Taylor.
I remember hearing
just
this.
For me.
Yeah.
Different things. Stevie Nicks.
I remember hearing this.
Sometimes it's a bitch.
No.
Now, who is this?
This is the song I was talking to.
Nothing okay. Really Mr. Matters Probs. By Nothing Mr. Really Matters. Probs, P-R-O-B-Z. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing really matters. And the beat will kick in a minute, and he's got a great voice, and it's a great lyric, and it's, you know, kind of a long love song.
Maybe a smoker. Gonna guess.
I mean.
Yeah.
So was I.
All right.
If he's not, he's gonna have hemorrhages on his vocal cord soon. Well, something like that.
I like that.
Yes. All right.
Cure song?
I say, which Cure song?
Because I love it. No, because I wonder if she's.
Whoops. I want to stop that.
Clayton, did
Pictures
we hear
of You is the one. Pictures of You is the Cure song that just takes me to a whole
new
level. Oh,
another one.
I was just curious if that's the cliche one that Harrison was referring to. What about you, Al?
Well, no, Clayton's doing it. It's his question. It's his turn. We don't get to skip turns.
I already said it.
What was yours?
I said the Eagles. I love that line about the, you can check out, but you can never leave.
Oh, I'm so...
I just think that's such an interesting... When he tells the story of the whole Hotel California, we haven't had that spirit here since 1969. Just the whole thing. And when he says the line, you can check out, but you can never leave, I just think it's great.
And okay. I'm back on board.
Atta girl, mama die. I love it. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the
saints.
Oh, the sinners are much more fun.
That's a very good one.
I love that. Good call.
All right, I'm not going to find that one.
Yes.
So the first one that always comes to mind, it's the rarely heard, as stupid as this is, the metaphor is, it's the rarely heard bridge to MacArthur Park, because in the 45 and everything, they never do the bridge. So you miss the whole bulk of the song. It just seems like she's singing about a cake. But
because she left it in the rain.
Yeah, she left it in the rain. But in the bridge to the song, where I don't think it's actually the bridge. I think it's the bridge because they leave it up. But it's actually the verse is there'll be another song for me and I will sing it. There'll be another dream for me. Someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm and never let you catch me looking at the sun. But after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. You'll still be the one. Like there's hope in that song. Like, mm-hmm. It was left out in the rain, but I just love that. With there'll be another song for me and I will sing it. There'll be another dream for me. Someone will bring it.
Sure.
But it's never going to compare. Like, okay. I just can't get that recipe again. I just, like, without that, the verse, that song, I just get goosebumps with that. I absolutely love it. And it's rarely ever heard. And then the other one I thought of was,
I like it.
Ricky Lee Jones' Company. And like I said, a friend of mine and one of my best friends in high school died our senior year. And I was just struck by this this lyric. And it was like, I'll remember you too clearly, but I'll survive another day. Conversations to share when there's no one there. I'll imagine what you'd say. And I'll see you in another life now, baby. I'll free you in my dreams. But when I reach across the galaxy, I'll miss your company.
Okay.
And it was just one of those,
yeah.
Like, there's just no better way to say that, I think, that like... Because you have to get over it. I don't know if that's the power of these songs. Is like, you can be sad, but there's always, like, you have to get over it. It right. won't be the same.
You
but,
have to move on, and yeah. you have to realize that...
But I just love that. Yeah. I'll see you in another life. I'll free you in my dreams. But when I reach across the galaxy, I'll miss your company. Which sure. I'm doing it no justice. It's an absolutely beautiful
there's,
song.
I didn't think to look up the lyrics, because there's two songs that I haven't listened to them in a while. Two Culture Club songs. It's funny how, when you're younger, you just hear things differently. And I didn't realize that... the interesting part of the lyric until I got older. There's two songs off of the second Culture Club album called Color by Numbers, and one song is called Victims, and one of the lyrics is, love leads us into the stream and it's sink or swim like it's always been, and I keep on loving you, it's the only thing to do.
Oh, I love that song.
I think that's a great one. And then the other one was Black Money, which is on the where the hell did it go? Fortune finds you, cross out every emotion, standing right behind a shadow of devotion. Somebody else's life cannot be mine, but when you love someone and they don't love you in return, you've got money to burn.
Oh yeah. And there's a fabulous old Culture Club poster that I had up in my basement for a while, where he was in a top
Thanks,
hat.
I'm going to listen to that later.
I know. Yeah, we're going to find that. Thank I know. You. Don't delete the chat room then, because Anant is.
I sent it to myself, so okay. I have it for sure.
But in that song, Victims, I had the poster for it, and he was in a black top hat. And it was a color picture, but he was all done in black and white, and he had like double eyeliner, and it was a fabulous thing. And it's a line from. Do you have the lyrics for Whispers on there? From Victims?
Yeah.
Let me see.
That's right here.
I know, but I need
I can't turn it. You can't turn it.
So I'm coming
this Again, way. You can't turn it.
Hey, can you turn that?
No, you can't talk
I
to this.
I feel like you could turn that if you wanted to. Well, while Al's looking, one of the ones when I had said Sometimes It's a Bitch,
mm-hmm.
but when Stevie Nicks sings Sometimes It's a Bitch, and damn near you could take every lyric of that, there's just something about that song for me that, and again, it's like you said, how we all kind of connect to mm-hmm. different things. Some people are like, oh, I don't like that song at all, and you know, whatever.
Some people are like, oh, it's kind of catchy. And
but when you find something, like when I need to just... I don't know. It's that I'm going to open every window and I am going to crank that fucking song and just feel that power that are in those words.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Sometimes It's a Bitch. I just think it's brilliant.
Oh, yeah, song. Yeah. And the lyric from Victims that was on the poster that was in my basement was push aside those that whisper never.
Never.
And that's all it said on the poster. And here's this, you know, this gay guy like in this big flamboyant giant top hat with this eye makeup on, and it's a color picture, but he's all in black and white. Okay. And that's all it said across the bottom. And I used to just stare at that. But the lyric from MacArthur Park, because she would in concert, she always sang because she knew the song makes no sense without the verse.
Right.
But just that whole thing of, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. And there's people in my life that I think of that. Like the Beatles song, In My Life.
No, yes.
That, I mean, and I'm always amazed at that they were in their 20s and they wrote such a profound, beautiful song.
Yep, I agree.
Well, I think about that.
That's a great question, too. The way music affects you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The youth, and I'm still always amazed, and it was such a huge song. George Michael was 17 when he wrote Careless Whisper. How do you know that at 17?
Yeah, I mean, that's when everybody says, like, I had such a good, you need difficulty and heartbreak and heartache. Like, it just makes a person. Like,
yeah.
Like,
It sounds really cliche, but it's character.
Yeah, artistry doesn't come from like happiness and kittens. It comes from a little heartbreak. You know what I mean? Like everybody's
living on the dole.
Yeah.
Well, and when you see some of the TV shows like that you've talked about, like with canceling American Idol or some The Voice, some different things where every time the people that are the judges are looking up, and there was a kid that was on this year for American Idol that is like 15, whatever.
Young.
And real young. And he was adorable, and he was like, he should become like a little teen sensation. But they want him to sing the same songs that a 29-year-old is singing.
And you're just not there yet.
You can't.
Yeah.
And they're like, how, you know, feel it, and we need to see more emotion. He can't find those emotions.
Right,
like,
he's
not been there.
Right.
But it goes to what you guys are saying with the idea of the Beatles.
Yeah.
I mean, to be that young and to write things like that, George Michael, writing things like that, where does he find that? You know, so I think that we can look back. We can look back on different things that we've gone through. But that's why relating to those same people.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, when...
And sometimes you'll hear a song and you won't think anything of it, and then years later you'll hear it and I'll be like, oh, wow, that's lovely.
Totally happens.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
It really does.
Just like all of a sudden you're like,
There's a Mary Chapin Carpenter song called Come On, Come On.
Yeah.
That is just so beautiful, and it's just remembering like her first time with the boy in his car, and just all they're doing is driving around late at night. But it's just so exciting because she's young. But now she's older, thinking back on it. And then in another verse, she looks at a picture of her parents on their honeymoon in Paris, and she realizes that she's older now than they were then. Mm. And she's like, she's telling all her memories, like, come on, come on. You just have to whisper.
Sure.
Come on, come on is all. You know what I mean? And
it's
just this lovely, evocative song.
Oh,
and it's one of the most beautiful.
Her, yeah.
That Come On, Come On is one of the most absolutely beautiful songs, and just the way she kind of talks at the come on, come on, you just have to whisper, like, you know what I mean, you're just telling all those memories, like, just let it come back. So evocative.
I love it, Annette. Yeah, we're gonna be listening to those. I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I love to learn things.
New
okay
stuff. Yeah,
so then to finish it off, this was just something that
oh my gosh,
I can't remember. I'm gonna give all good things to James Corden lately, but I don't think it was him. So what's the one thing you can't live without? Like, what's the one?
This was on Facebook the other day.
Oh, did it make the rounds?
Yeah, because somebody put air. Like,
should I
really,
should I go there? Aaron.
Oh, okay. Oh,
she's not listening. She's done.
She went to sleep.
That's legit. That's, you know.
But I mean, as far as
she doesn't listen to playback.
But if we, you know, I'm like, should I go there? Because most people like throw things at me then. But if it's outside of that kind of thing,
no, that's a legit answer.
And I'm gonna go to the question that you had. I would say music. I don't want to live without music.
I would think that would almost be his answer, too, because he's so attached to it.
And just going with that question, I had you not asked that first question, I don't know that would have been something that came into my head. But right now, I have all of these different songs kind of going through my mind and my memories. And I really, no matter how dark of a place that I've gotten in or different things... happiness, whether you're sad, whether you're happy, whatever it is, like, there's music that's there that you can relate to. So I would say that music would be my big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore my hearing. I need to keep my hearing.
Yeah.
I love the music answer. And so to not steal the music answer, I will say people. I don't do well at all in isolation. And even if they're not people that I know.
Or people who need people.
Well, they're the luckiest people.
They are the luckiest people.
Harrison, hair conditioner. I'm loving that. That's awesome.
With her hair, yeah.
That's a good answer. No, but seriously, though, like, I don't do very well in isolation. Like, if I find myself home alone for too long, it gets, like, really weird and depressing. And I really will just go out and sit at Starbucks and mind my own business and not talk to anybody, or I will go.
But you have that feeling of
sit at a bar. But there are people there, and I think, you know what I mean. Like, we all read all the internet memes and everything. I think that might make me an extrovert, because I get the energy from people.
Absolutely.
Isolation is not my thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody needs alone time, and everybody needs downtime, and leave me the fuck alone time. But too much of it is not good for me, and so I have to like go out and find my people.
And I find I need a happy balance of like, okay, now I need to break away, but I'm like, okay, because then I start to spiral into a circle of like, oh, I have no friends. No one likes me. No, you just have chosen not to leave the house. They're not coming to you, sweetheart. You got to actually
You have to either invite them over.
Especially, them out, right?
Especially when you've told them all, don't come to my house because I'm watching TV.
Put on pants and two, invite them.
And I think sequentially that story is very important.
I never pants tell anybody, first.
And I absolutely don't tell anybody to not don't come judge. To my house. If I'm awake, you're welcome to come over and watch TV with me. Like, everyone's always welcome to watch TV. Just don't come over and ask me, what are you doing? I'm sitting here watching doing this.
Can you see me?
If you want to go do something else, you
and
can
please
leave.
Please don't talk while it's on.
No.
Right.
Well, no, we can pause.
This hasn't left my head. Exactly. Yeah. I have this. Yeah. I know where I'm going to be.
Yeah. No, I always thought, like, you're allowed to talk at my house now, because we're just going to pause it. Like, don't think you're going to talk me out of this.
Right.
We're going to keep watching.
Yeah.
Exactamundo. Oh, hell.
Well, no, you got to end. We're not done.
Oh, wait, what do I have to answer?
What
I
want
to live with that. Yeah. 7 to 10 on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I think that's
fun.
Fair.
That's fun.
It's an outlet. But I think there's a... The people thing kind of gets me, but I'm not sure if I'm there.
That's okay. You don't have to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could be more selective about your people than I am, too.
Oh, I've tried that, too.
Yeah.
They can find you. You?
They still, music would be a big one, but mine is laughter. Like, I crave, and I don't realize how long it's been since I've watched something truly funny, that when I latch onto it and I'm like just sitting alone in a room, like laughing my ass off and like rewinding it to be like, could I pull off that inflection? Right. Like, how did they get there? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is it about Jane Fonda's uptight ass that she can still, all these years later,
deliver
crack
that line
me the fuck up with a pratfall?
Like, collar.
It's the pop collar and the elegance.
I love that pop collar.
But it really is that laughing and the interaction. And that's what it comes from with people. Like, it's not. I don't really want to hang around with people.
How's
I just want to like laugh about stuff or watch you make a doofus out of yourself trying to be Jane Fonda. Like, anytime you can get some kind of...
I'm going to start starching the shit out of these.
You know what? The trick is to dry them upside down.
That's right.
Where you put them on the line, the clothesline upside down, and then it'll dry that way. And then you don't need as much starch or ironing. Yeah, I lived through the 80s.
I was going to say,
good night, Harrison.
That's a 30-year-old tip coming at you right there.
But music...
Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you so much. Yes. Music would be a very, 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 very close second.
Yeah.
And Anant, I can't wait to listen to that stuff.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Anant. That's fantastic.
Or if you're Bette Midler and you can sing and make me laugh at the same time,
absolutely.
Dr. Long John, way on board.
Big time.
Fill my hole inside.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we've done it again. It's a Tuesday night. Thank you for being with us, all of you, from around the world.
And sticking with the audio-visual problem.
Again, more shit to try to figure out.
We'll get there.
It's a never-ending cycle of love and tenderness. We're leaving you with Al's birthday, and it worked out well. He got a year older, and he's living to see it.
And that is the win part of that story.
That's how that goes.
Not sure what's happening next week, but we will leave you with the thought of, we'll see you
next
Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.